Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yes.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategies. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone, and just welcome you guys to the forum tonight. So good to be here. It is Friday night, November the 23rd, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say greetings to everyone, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and also invite you to come on over and join us in the chat room. If you are listening to us for the very first time, and I know that there's a lot of new listeners out there, so I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you guys from listening from all over the world. We've been receiving your emails, and I am so glad to connect with each and every one of you guys. Wow, can you believe it? It is already November the 23rd, and we are live here in The Remix. I want to say welcome to our guests who are joining us in the chat room for the very first time, and also let you know that if you want to come over and join us here in the chat forum, you are certainly welcome to do that. And to come over and join us in the chat forum, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room. I see the chat room filling up as well as the phone lines. And you guys can come on in, tell us who you are, chat with the Remix family, and guess what? Come in. Tonight, we're going to be chatting and chilling, and if you don't know what that is, it's all about magic, it's all about passion, and all about you, and that's how we do it here on The Remix Style. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. And then also, I want to invite you guys, if you want to get on the phone lines, because I want to share with you guys, I want you guys to be sharing with me too here. All you have to do is call 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to call in, and you can get right on the phone lines, and you can listen in via the form. So good to see you guys here. I know a lot of you are off even tomorrow as we just passed this day that's known for most of us here living in the West, living in America, as what they call Thanksgiving. Now, even though we know that we sort of celebrate this thing of giving thanks, or we should be celebrating this thing of giving thanks every single day, it is good to connect with those families and friends and maybe people you don't see every single day to take the time out really to let them know how people are important to you in your life and share that time. So, you know, as we get to usher ourselves in, and we move through a lot of these, some of these old traditional ways of really connecting ourselves with people, let it be a reminder that really you can have Thanksgiving every single day. And so that is definitely a reminder of that. But also don't forget about the universal energy that's here as well, too. So welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it's so good to be here. Does it feel like a Friday to you guys? I've been kind of confused all week. I'm like, gosh, today feels like a Saturday. Ooh, today feels like a Sunday. Oh, tomorrow feels like a Friday. And here we are. It is actually Friday night, And so now that we're in this time and space, we're going to get into chatting and chilling with you guys. I've seen your post over on Facebook. Many of you thought the remix was coming on the other night because everybody was pretty much off from their jobs or work that they were doing. It was just time to sort of kind of pause for a minute. And a lot of you were saying, wow, it feels like Friday night. Well, Friday night is here. Now, I also want to remind you, if you did not get a chance to hear the show last Sunday night when Brother Panic came on, you definitely want to go back and you want to download. You want to download that show with Brother Panic as well as all of the remix shows so that you can get all of your information, your magic, all of your knowledge, and just really, really a place where we all come together and connect. And you can do that many ways. So let me tell you some of the ways that you can actually begin to download in this time where we're getting so many important downloads, but where you can begin to get these downloads from. And so here we go. Just come over to the remix, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, is one of the ways that you can actually download. When you get there, if you want to download, you can download it straight to your computer. So you can download the shows right to your computer. If you have iTunes or any of the devices that support iTunes, you can click the little purple iTunes button. It'll take you straight to the iTunes stores, and you can get hundreds, if not thousands, of shows, of hours, of shows from speakers from all walks of life, brothers and sisters from all over the conscious community that have just passionate about their work and what they're doing. You can have them and see them there sharing their message and their story with you as well. You can also download that way. Now, those are some of the ways that you can actually download it, or you can download it, like I said, to your MP3 player that you have, and you can take it with you on the go. So how cool is that? So many ways for you to get the shows, and in these important times that we're in, you want to make sure that you are downloading not only shows that you want, but all of the remix shows so that you can have them. You know, a lot of our brothers and sisters who are still being impacted by Hurricane Sandy are still without light. And so this is really, really a beautiful, beautiful time. To when you do have an opportunity to listen or sort of kind of have some downtime, that you can, listen to these remix shows and have all of these things very much close to your heart. Welcome to the show tonight, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. I don't know about you guys. We're going to be chatting and chilling tonight because we've been putting in some work. I know you guys know that. We have definitely been putting in some work this year. Lots of the shows, lots of the remix shows, and I know you guys know that we have covered just about everything. I mean, I just go back and think about at the beginning of the year, of last year, where we were talking about going into the Kundalini Lab and having classes, and now the Kim Business class, this is the third class going strong. So many things, talking about the different things that would happen during this year, lots of predictions that we made, lots of work that we put in about this new era that we're already in that has been there. So many of those things have been in those shows. So a lot of you wanted to know ways about centering your energy, about your chakras. I've been talking about that. Beginning of this year, really kind of particularly when it comes to the solar plex chakra and how important that energy is going to be for us here, as well as how to just align your energy. So you can go back this year, last year, the year before, and really kind of tap into that energy on so many different levels, as well as all of the guests who visited the platform sharing that as well. And then a lot of you have had the opportunity to even go back and do your own reflections. And so from calling into the show, a lot of you have called back in to say where you are at this particular time, and just so many amazing things. I want to mention this because it's Sunday, it's Friday night, and actually you guys know what happens on Sunday night. If you don't have the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck, otherwise known as the Kim deck, you definitely want to get that. Orders go out once a week, and they go out on Sunday night. But you can actually go over and take a look, www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can look what hundreds have had to say. Thousands of you have ordered the deck. The deck has been a back around the world and back again from every continent, from Africa to Asia to New Zealand, all the way to Czechoslovakia, parts of Russia. It has been everywhere, Spain, Brazil, the Bahamas, the UK, Canada, every place in the United States, and so many of you are working with it. I get stories about other readers in their reading work, in their healing work, in their transformation work, and how they're all just working with the deck. You guys, I have children working with the deck. I have elders working with the deck and just brothers and sisters across the globe doing their magic, you know, because the Kim Oracle Psychic Deck is one of the ways to really exercise your psychic powers. It helps you to keep your magic current and to give you that reflection in such a divine way, because the deck is really just speaking from your higher self. So you can actually go over there and you can read what others have to say about the deck, how they're using it absolutely every single day, and just enjoying it. So the Kim deck, you guys, I use it. It's a deck that was channeled by me along with two amazing brothers and sisters that worked along with me, the Sister Pure Feminine Energy, who channeled the artwork in the deck based upon the channels that I got, and then the brother who really just came in and did his magic, and then all of that put together, it just exploded. And so all of these different gateways, 44 gateways, have opened themselves up as a result of that. So that is one of my projects. I'm definitely, definitely proud, excited, and just really loving sharing with you guys all the time. Also, you guys, I'm kind of in a real laid-back mood, so you never know what can happen. It's kind of like one of those explosive moments where my energy just really kind of shifts itself and kind of goes and all kinds of directions. So that's kind of the mood I'm in tonight. And you guys will feel that. We're going to dance here in a minute, and that's going to be really, really cool. But I want to welcome you guys to the remix. We're also going to be doing something here tonight, and I'm just kind of following my spirit on this as I do oftentimes. And I want to invite you guys to come on over to the remix page. If you don't know how to get to the remix page on Facebook, I'm going to drop the link here and tell you how to get there. All you got to do, here you go. So we're going to have some real magical moments here tonight. I feel the energy kind of winding itself up to that. But this is the remix radio page. And I know many of you are part of the remix family group, and you're also my friend on remix as well. But I want to invite everyone here tonight to go over to the Remix radio page. If you're not sure, if you're there, all you have to do is look for the Remix logo and just click like, and that's going to gain access, give you access to the page so you can see. Because I'm going to be posting some questions there, and from time to time in past shows, we've posted questions from other guests on the forum. And so tonight, I'm going to have you guys post some things there. So I want to invite you right now to what you're doing is to go over there, to click like on that page, and to go over to the Remix family, the Remix radio page there. You'll know you're at the right page because you'll see the Remix logo there, and you'll be able to click like if you're not a member of the page, and you'll be able to see and come on the page. Some of the things I have posted up there, I posted the cards. That was for today, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. I love that song. I don't know about you guys. It's by Rihanna, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. But it was the third eye card, and the third eye card is all about light. It's about inner guidance, and it's about positive consciousness. It's one of the cards in the deck. So if you haven't seen any of the cards in the deck, this is a great opportunity for you to get yourself over to the Remix radio page and click there. Click there for me. Okay, I see you guys coming on board. You can leave a little message there up under the show to let me know you're here and that you've actually seen the link there, or you can post something there, however you like. But I want you to be able to click there, to go over there, because we're going to be doing some interacting there. Not anything too heavy tonight. We're chatting and chilling, and so, of course, you never know what can happen during Chat and Chill, because that's what we do, remix style. Now, I am excited that I am going to be connecting with each and every one of you in the readings coming up. And I want to say this to you guys, because I, you know, from time to time we do readings, and maybe even tonight we'll get into doing some readings here live on the air. But one of the things I want to tell you guys is that how divine these appointments are for the reading. And so one of the things I am about, I don't believe that we are free-falling here. There is no such thing as free-falling. We are very active participants that's in our life. And one of the things that the Remix platform is all about is about you being proactive and not reactive in your life. And so everything that we do, I know you guys notice it, no matter who comes on, we're really months, in some cases years ahead of what is actually happening out here and what's going on. So the Remix is one of those places where you can come and stay current and keep things going current. And this is also the same thing about what's happening as far as the readings. They keep you current. I can't tell you how many times people say to me, oh, wow, this came at a very, very perfect time. I was just talking to a sister in a reading, and she said, you know, Miss Blue, I'm so glad that the reading happened when it did, because this really allowed me the opportunity to see my growth, to see where I was, to work out some of the things from the first session I had from you versus the second one, and now this just brings things just to a very divine place. And so, for those of you out there, I would encourage you to begin to set those appointments. Is it a waiting list? It is. It is a waiting list. But it is a very, very divine waiting list. Very divine. And so, if you're interested in having sort of one of those sacred sessions with me, you can email me always at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Email me there, and, we'll send you all the information about all the sessions that I offer, and then you can follow sort of your spirit there and lead you there. And so I'm just so thankful. You know, I think about all the things that we've covered this year. It's so much. And so tonight, that's what a big part of our Chat and Chill is going to be about tonight, is for us to be reflecting on those things, for some of your best remix moments that have come up during this particular time. So I'm excited about that. We're going to do some things, have some fun, and all of that. And I also want to say a big shout out to all of those who are in the Kim Business class. This is our third group of 25 brothers and sisters going through. So we're working our way up, and they are doing some amazing things. And so the Kim Business class is nothing you've never experienced in your life. I can assure you of that. And it is about the new way of doing business, the business of self. And if you want to find out more about that, also email as well. We're doing this class, and it'll probably be the last class this year until the following year. But we will be doing another Kim Business class soon. So we have that third group, that's going through right now. And then we also have some others. We're going to talk about, for those of you, because I got tons of emails, we're going to be talking about your totems. We actually have been holding class in the astro realm, and you guys have been emailing me back, telling me about your totems and everything. Not to mention, I just want to bring this to you guys, that the individual, somebody emailed me about this, and so I'm going to bring it up now, and I don't remember the name, but not to mention that the night that we decided that Spirit just kind of put on me to do the totem class, the live totem, the guy passed away. He was Native American, and he actually, I can't think of his name, but I'm going to pull it up in a minute, But he actually passed away, and really at that he made his transition the same night, the day before we were actually getting ready to do that. So again, just right in alignment. And some of you actually even told me that you've seen him in the class. And so how amazing is that? You got a chance to get your totems. There's actually a reading that I do, the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading, where I actually give you a good group of your totems. Most people will have about 12 different totems with them. And one of the interesting things about totems, I know that I used to see my totem, one of my totems when I was young. And, you know, as I began to study more about totems and understand how they work, you know, for us, we have totems, some who are very, very close to us and some that we see. You know, totems can lead you into other worlds, and we're talking about animal totems. They can really show you different reflections of yourself. For us who are women, feminine energy sisters, most of our totems walk next side to us, and they walk on the left side. And for brothers, your totem usually walks on the right side of you. So sometimes if you may have been walking down the street or doing something, all of a sudden caught a glimpse of something and looked and thought you'd seen an animal or something there, that could very well have been your totem, because we have some totems that are that's really these beings that have been with us. Some of our totems have been with us through many, many different lifetimes, and they have come with us. And so I love exploring these things and you guys giving me your feedback from the readings, telling me about your totems and how you're able to work with them. So all of these amazing portals and gateways that have been opening up, I share them not only here on the Remix and also with each one of you guys, because these are classes that Spirit really kind of led me to do in the astral realm. But we've been holding class in the astral realm, and how cool is that? And it's open to anyone. All you have to do is just come, really kind of come with a clear mind and with a pure heart. So I'm excited about that. We're going to kind of move around a little bit. I think it's a great time. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it's so good to have you in the forum tonight. I do want to invite you guys to go over to Facebook. So for those of you who are on Facebook, I do invite you to go over to Facebook and like the Remix family page. I see several of you already have done that. If you have not, and let us know that you're over there. Ephraim, I see you're there. King, I see you're there. Let's see who else is there. Ebony is there. I see quite a few of you guys already over there. Maurice, I see you there as well, too. So I see you guys making your way over there, because I'm going to be putting up some questions in a minute, and I'd love to get your feedback. And that's one of the great things about the Remix, is that we get a chance to do this and just really, really do some cool things, you guys. So we're going to move around, get ourselves up, and we're going to move around. This is going to be kind of a different vibe for you guys. And for some of you, it's going to be a throwback, a big throwback. And for some of you, let's see what it's going to be. For some of you, you may have never heard this song before, but I just kind of want to give you a little touch, a little dose of the kind of energy I'm in tonight as we get ready to get into the share tonight. And I also want you guys to be sharing as well, too. We don't want to disregard Twitter, so if you're over on Twitter, we can do Twitter, too. We can always do Twitter. It's a beautiful place to be, too, with the Remix family. So here we go. We're going to move around. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to move around. And, you know, some of you, you know, you may want to grab a partner, grab them close. And, you know, just kind of relax a little bit. If you have a nice glass of wine, you may want to grab you a glass of wine and sit back, or something to drink, you know, something nice to drink, and just kind of chill out a little bit. We're live in the Remix.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
I used to think about immature things. know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And experience taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
call your name.
Oh, I love that song. So, welcome to Chat and Chill, everyone. That was Switch there, of course, and I Call Your Name. And so we're just chatting and chilling right here live in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for everyone out there. I also want to invite you guys because we will be doing sort of some different forms of communication here tonight. I want to invite you to go over to the Remix family page and go to the Remix Radio. Click like. Let us know that you're there. I see Esther is over there. And who else is over there? Anthony is over there. Who else? It looks like quite a few of you have made your way. Anthony's over here as well. Made your way over to the Remix family page to let us know that you're there so you can begin to get in on the discussion. So tonight we're chilling, chatting, chilling, and chatting and chilling, and chilling and chatting here live in the Remix as we all just begin to wind ourselves down. Now, here's an exercise that we're going to do. This is something that I've been working on for quite some time, and I'm going to share this with you guys. So I want to invite you at this time to pull out a piece of paper and to get something to write with, and so we can get started. And I'm going to share this with you guys. So we're going to be doing a little bit of magic here. Tonight is about magic. It's about passion, and it's about you. This is how we come to knowing our magic right here on the Remix. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. Get something to write with, and we'll also use our brothers and sisters who are in the chat room as sort of that litmus test to let us know when we are all in sync with each other. So once you have a piece of paper and something to write with, I want you to put a heart in the chat room so that we know that you're there and that you have something to write with and you're ready to go. And so once everybody gets themselves situated and we're ready to go, Esther is first out of the box there, and Miss Zoe is next there, and La Blue is after that. So the sisters, I believe it's the sisters, all have it so far, and then we have Haru here is ready to go. So let's see, Anthony's ready to go, and many of you guys. So I want you to get out a piece of paper and something to write with. And then also we can, and Bo Hurdle is ready too, so good things. We're going to get ready to start writing these things down. Again, these are some of the things that I share with you guys. I always share those things that worked with me. Butterfly is there. Tori is there. So great, you guys, is everybody's getting themselves lined up, getting something to write with as well. So this is what you're going to do. I would say earlier this year and even parts of last year, a lot of my work where I had been doing, and this sort of helped me to lead myself into hosting classes in the astral realm as well too, is I've been working with the star system of Sirius, because Sirius holds a lot of those different keys. In fact, it's about 12 different keys that the star Sirius actually holds. It's 12 different universal keys that it holds, and it really helps to open you up to those points of ascension. It helps to open you up to enlightenment. And so tonight, what we're going to do is I'm going to show you guys how you can begin to unlock these keys for yourself, and these will be some things that you continue to work on, not only this time, okay, good, not only this time, but also as we move ourselves into what the world will be calling the Universal Year of 13, okay? So here we go. You're going to number on your paper from 1 to 12, so just like you do in school, you know, kind of like 1, and then the second line will be 2, and then the third line will be 3, and then the fourth line will be 4, and then the fifth line will be 5, and then the sixth line will be 6, and then the seventh line will be 7, yes, just like that, and the eighth line will be 8, just like that, and you're going to do that all the way down until you get to 12, okay? So I want you guys to number your paper all the way down. You're going to be writing one word. This is key for you. One word on this line. Now, what I'm going to do, and we're going to go through this pretty fast because I really don't want you to move too left brain on me. We're going to move through this exercise pretty fast. And when you move through this pretty fast, then it really allows you the opportunity to see what things come up. So I'm going to ask a question. And as I ask the question, I want you to write the first thing that comes to your mind. So we'll go from 1 to 12. All right, you guys got it? Someone else is going to have to remember the questions because I'm actually going to channel them here for you right now. And so, you know, those of you who are really quick about multitasking and doing all that, like Esther. Yeah, thank you, Esther. You know, I want you to keep the question and I want you to keep the answer. So here we go. All right, let's get ready. So we're going to go with the first question. And so the first question, I want you to tell me what is the number one thing right now in your life that if you can change, you would. Write it down. Look at all areas of your life across the board. What is the number one thing in your life at this time, if you could change, you would? All right, next question. I want you to fill in the blank. I know that one day I will be able to fill in the blank. I know that one day I will be able to. Third question. There is so much happening at this time. If I could just get rid of, everything will be okay. If I could just get rid of, everything would be okay. Question number four. Every time I think about, I just smile. Every time I think about, I just smile. If there is one thing that I do on a day-to-day basis, question number five. If there is one thing that I do on a day-to-day basis that I could not live without, it would be the one thing I could not live without. Question number six. I love blank. Fill in the blank, question number six. I love. Question number seven. This has always been very difficult for me. This has always been very difficult for me. Fill in the blank. Question number eight. I am going to complete whatever it is. Fill in the blank. Question number eight. I am going to complete. Question number nine. So many things happen that I always forget to. So many things have happened that I always forget to. Question number 10. The thing that I love most about me is. The thing that I love most about me is. Question number 11. I really wish I could help. I really wish I could help. Fill in the blank. I really wish I could help. Question number 12. I know that a big part of my work is. I know that a big part of my work is. Question number 12. So I'm going to give you some time to kind of look over the questions 1 through 12. What you're building here is an opportunity for you to
to begin to unlock these things through the star system Sirius. These are going to be your 12 universal keys that over the course of the next 12 days that you're going to be working on. If you're in the chat room, Esther has put up the questions. So by the time we do the show on December the 7th, you will have unlocked these 12 keys for yourself. All right? So questions 1 through 12, you guys, I want you to write them down, one word there. Don't give too much thought to it because then I'm going to tell you what you're going to do next with them. All right. So, December the 4th is going to be the day that every single day, starting from today, where no matter where you are in the world, that you begin to rest and lay yourself down, that this is going to be where you're going to be working on for today. I'll tell you before the show closes out how to begin to tap into that energy. Well, we can cover it now. But I also want to let you know that what you're going to do is when you go to sleep at night, I'm going to be in the astral realm holding classes over the course of the next 12 nights. And what you're going to do before you go to sleep, you're going to focus on whatever your key is for you to unlock. And this is going to help you to unlock these keys so you can get yourself into really connecting with that energy of the star system, the Sirius star system, really connecting with the Sirius energy, really, truly embracing yourself in this. I've done this before, and I've done it through the 12 things for myself. I'll be doing it again, and I'll be holding class in the astral realm every single night over the course of the next 12 nights. And afterwards, then we're all going to share sort of what we got out of the whole experience. How cool is that? How's that for magic tonight? How's that for some remix magic, some Miss Blue magic, that you're able to tap into that and unlock those 12 keys there? So I want you guys, I know you're still writing them down. And Esther forgot one. So check if you're in the chat room and you want to get the questions. That's one way you can get the question. The other way that you can actually get the question is you can always go back and download. But I wanted to give you guys some magic here tonight, even though we're chatting and chilling, and some things that we can continuously work on. It's very powerful when we hold classes in the remix because, you know, in the astral realm, it's very, very powerful when you have classes in the astral realm because really, you're tapping straight into the subconscious mind. You're having that connection with your higher self and also on a universal level. And so a lot of the distractions that sometimes when we're trying to learn things or really force ourselves into learning things, we don't really do it from a very honest and innocent place. And what I've found is that when sharing information in the astral realm, it's very, very powerful. You guys who participated in the astral class, the very first one, where we were so honored to have the Brother Wayne Chandler come by, a lot of you shared your channels that you got the next morning, and it was very pretty accurate. You know, we looked at it, we enjoyed it, and really enjoyed reading them. Some of you guys sent me emails and told me exactly what I had on, even though I didn't tell people what I was wearing, what I spoke to you about, all of these things. So it's very, very real, knowing your magic and knowing them on so many different levels, because we know every night when we lay down, when we close our eyes, even if it's in the daytime, we ascend to the astral realm. So a lot of things are going on out there. So this is the time to really begin to set those intentions and so you can really filter through on that energy. So very powerful. I wanted to share that with you guys. Now, also,
Here's another thing that I wanted to do while we're here. Again, if you haven't got yourself over to the Remix Radio page and come on over and let us know where you are. I think Esther has put the questions up there, too. So if you didn't get the questions, maybe you can get them over here. I don't know. I think you can, but maybe you'll get them. You'll get the questions over here, too. You can come on in and post some things there. But here's what I would like to know. I want you guys to tell me some of your most memorable remix shows, and I want you to post them over on the Remix Radio page. And as we continue with the show tonight, you'll be able to, we'll read some of those. What are some of your most memorable shows from the Remix? And also, you know, how did you start listening to the Remix? How did you start listening to the Remix? And I'm thanking Esther over here so you guys can see. There you go. So you guys can see it. And so you can see all of the questions. Here's the questions here. You're just going to put one word, and you're going to have it. Each night before you go to sleep, what you're going to do is you're going to sleep with this underneath your pillow. So you'll be charging it up for these particular gateways to open up, for these universal keys to open up different gateway energy for you. Don't be surprised if you wake up the next morning and maybe the question number one, let's take a look at that. And I have to kind of go back because I kind of channeled these. What is the number one thing right now in your life if you could change? What would it be? Don't wake up the next day if you don't feel inspired. Maybe you don't remember anything from the night before, but you're inspired to do something. I want you to then just go back and really kind of keep a journal, keep a Star System Series journal for these universal keys for yourself. Keep them in there because each one of these are keys for you. And if you just kind of jotted them down and let it flow as it came and really didn't think about them too much, then when you get to them, you know, some of you may be thinking, damn, I should have put that as number one or I should have put that as number two. Really accept it to be pure and divine coming from yourself. And so what you may find is that you get inspired to do something completely different that day, and that really just shows you how you're opening up that energy. So whether it's finance, whether it's relationship, whether it's your health, it could be your career, it may be you in transition, moving from one place to the next. Whatever the energy is, just allow it to flow through you, and you will be able to unlock those keys. A really powerful exercise, you guys. I'll have a book that's coming out. I've been talking about it, not too much about the book, but it's almost done. And these are some of the really cool channels that I've gotten that I've placed inside the book. So you'll get a chance to do these things, and it'll sort of just be like I don't even know what to call it yet, and I won't call it anything. But once you get it and once it's available for you, you'll be able to tap into this energy. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I thought that was really, really fun. And it was a way that really kind of helped me to unlock some things and really work with the Star Sirius. You know, that's going to be some important energy that's coming online as we speak right now, particularly when it goes into what's going to be happening with the lineup, with the solar system lineup and how all everybody's getting themselves into place, which is really just symbolic of you in your physical life getting things into place, getting those lineups up into place. I'm going to open up the phone lines, you guys, at this particular time. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And a couple of things I want to hear from you. You can ask me a question. Of course, we can do some readings if you want. We can do that as well, too. But I want tonight to really be about us putting things in its particular place and having that lineup there for ourselves. You know, and I'll talk about this as we continue on the show because it is, it's important that we put things in place and that we have things lined up for ourselves, for our loved ones, for people around us, and not because of any other reason, just so that we can have things really in their divine order for ourselves. So just like the planets are lining themselves up, we too should be lining things up in our lives and really getting them into their proper place with ourselves. Because again, we're not free-falling here. We can play a very, very active role in how things begin to turn themselves out in our lives. And this is not just about laws of attraction. One of the things that I know, and this is why knowing your magic is so important, is that all of those universal laws are infused in that, but in a way that really helps to empower you. Because that's what the Kim deck does, the Know Your Magic deck does. And for those of you who have the audio workbook that you're working on and so many different transformations that have happened, you've created new professions for yourself, new jobs for yourself. You started working on your spiritual energy. You've taken yourself, your family to the next level. And it's all about knowing your magic. So magic is really just making that greater investment, you know, a greater investment into yourself and doing it in a very, very powerful way based upon some ancient principles from all of our ancestors. And that's the beautiful thing about being on the planet now, is that we're not really locked into a particular system or one way of doing things. It's really everything infused into that. And so I just want to invite you guys to continue this journey and for yourself and with me, and just this amazing time that we're in and all the energy that's coming up. So we'll take some phone calls, but I also want to know, like, how did you start listening to the remix and some of your most memorable moments on the remix, you know? I would love to hear about that. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call into the remix. That's one when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there. And feel free, you guys who are over on the Remix Radio page, to post, because I'm going to be putting up some questions there in just a moment, and I want to know what you guys have to say about that. So let's go to the phone lines. Press one when you're on the phone line so that I know that you're there and you have a question. We're going to go to the first caller calling in. It looks like from area code 661. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is it
greetings? Me? Yes, it is. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, greetings. This is Afia from Arkansas.
Okay, greetings to you. How are you? How are you?
Peace. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. You want to tell us about your most memorable remix moment?
Most memorable. Okay. Well, the show that I remember the most, I think it's the Kundalini Enlightenment versus Mundane, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the show
mm-hmm.
that I remember the most. But the event, I guess, I remember the most, I think it was when something about a Spider-Man suit. It always comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Someone with a Spider-Man suit on in Astro World or something. Because when I saw it's a photo with Brother Panic and Brother Bobby Hammond up there with the Superman shirt on, and that took me back to that, and I was like,
okay, yes, yes, that was on Facebook, yes, yes. All right, all right. So did you have a question, or you just wanted to share that with us? Hello? Oh, I think she's texting. So I think she's texting. We'll come back. Yeah, she's texting. Okay, so we'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 614. You're live on Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hey, Miss Lou, this is Chris.
Okay, greetings to you, Chris.
I was calling, am I supposed to say what show was my favorite first, or?
You can if you want to, yes.
I remember the Avatar show. It was Brother Panic, I believe. Or,
yeah.
Basically, when he would decode all the movies, and also Brother Bobby Hammond when he would come on the show and talk about a lot of things. So those are my favorite shows.
Yeah, beautiful. Do you remember how you actually started listening to the Remix?
Well, I was in college and, you know, kind of going through the motions, you know, college and school is kind of like a simulation of real life. But I was like, you know, what is this? What am I really supposed to be doing? And, you know, I kind of stumbled upon it and watched videos online through YouTube. And I was like, let me listen to this podcast and found out that you were online and found, you know, an amazing group of people and felt included. And it was just, you know, everything kind of took off from there. So been listening for a long time.
Yes, Chris. Beautiful, beautiful. So did you have a question or you just kind of wanted to share that with us?
I wanted to share that, and I kind of wanted to get a mini reading, if that was possible. Or
yeah, that's definitely. Tell me your question.
I guess I don't really have a question. Okay, I can think of one. Let me see. I guess it would be perfect to be able to see, you know, if we all had the ability to see what our future is or what we want in our life to happen. I know that sometimes I can be pretty, like, impatient and wanting things to happen immediately and feel like I rush from time to time. But do you, like, see anything, do you see anything either opening up or do you think that that's just a matter of me, you know, kind of jumping out there and not being afraid of what will happen next? Or I don't know if that's a good question or how to phrase that.
Well, you know, there is really no wrong way to phase anything. And I think it's a really, really good question, you know. And one of the things that, you know, that I'm going to tell you, and I think that's a part of your hesitation, is you know what I'm going to tell you, is you're not free-falling here. And so the beauty about life and the beauty about living and knowing your magic is that there are so many possibilities about what can happen for you. You see, there are so many things that can open up for you that can happen for you. And is it just about walking forward and not being fearful? That's a big part of it, yes, in some cases. There are some people, though, I will tell you, Chris, at this particular part in their life, they need to be afraid. You know how the movie goes? Be very afraid. They need to be afraid of what they're doing at this particular time. I don't get that energy from you. Immediately when I get into your energy, the number one thing that comes to mind, and I'll have you speak to this, it's about those things that you feel is forbidden to you.
Mm-hmm.
These are about things that you feel is forbidden for you. And so most people, they live their lives really moving forward for so many different reasons. But for you, what's stopping you from really being free is you still have this mindset that there are certain things that are forbidden from you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that?
That makes absolute perfect sense. Yeah.
You know, that this is something that everyone else gets to do this, but for whatever reason, Chris does not. I want you to think back to when you were 8 years old, because eighteen years old, because this is when this experience started to manifest, and you started to say that certain things were sort of forbidden from you. And begin to look at these areas honestly. Now, one of the things that's true is we have sort of this built-in mechanism that's inside of us that really keeps us safe sometimes from things that we're not ready for, you know, things that we're not ready to take on. And sometimes that can show up as fear, because fear, excitement, and inspiration is really all the very same feelings. When you think about what you feel when you're scared and what you feel when you're excited, it really sometimes is the same exact feeling. But for you, you need to go back and really evaluate these things that you're still considering to be forbidden for you. You have to start digesting more. So even right now as we speak, you have lots of problems with food that you eat because you can't digest it. Because you're considering these things to be forbidden from you. So take the time and really start to look your life over and ask yourself the honest question, maybe these things were forbidden when you were 16, when you were 17, or even when you're 18, but are you really still in that same place?
That's very hard.
Yeah. So ask yourself, though, once you're able to really kind of assess what you considered, and by the way, I think it's good that we have certain things to be forbidden from us, really. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
you have some things in the wrong category that are forbidden from you. That shouldn't be, that those rules no longer apply to you. So, you know, really start to digest those things and look at them from a very honest perspective. And then you'll be able to see your future clear, you know. And sometimes being in the mystery is what I call it, is where the magic happens. That's where you learn. So it's not just about knowing. You understand? We want that comfort to know everything. But you're not going to know everything. And how boring would life be if you knew everything? Yes. All right?
Awesome.
Well, peace and love to you, Chris. And thanks so much for calling in.
Peace and love to you, too.
All right, peace. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Anthony. I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Okay, greetings, Anthony from Queens, New York.
First, I just want to say I'm just glad to be on the show, Ms. Blue, you know, just to throw in my story. I've been, you know, conscious for a while but not really knowing about the community, and I came across it through YouTube, you know, just searching, searching different topics, different areas of life. I mean, everything from the metaphysical side to conspiracies to whatever, just to find a grounding for what I know I don't feel is true.
Right,
and somehow,
right.
Like this, somehow I came across your show.
Oh, beautiful. Well, beautiful. Good to have you here. And thank you for sharing that. Did you also have a question for me as well?
Yes, I do. Mine are kind of all tied together. Because I would like to ask for a mini reading, but I will gladly pay you for a real one. But,
okay.
You know, but it's like with my artwork, and my relationship, and just knowing more of myself, so to speak. You know, I'm a pretty good artist, and I'm really trying to get that off the ground. I have a woman in my life I love very much. You know, she doesn't happen to be conscious. I don't think that's a real issue, but it brings up other problems that we have. And sometimes I think that the two may be related. I can't move forward in trying to establish my art career and get it off the ground. That may have something to do with what's going on in my relationship,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa.
Yeah, very good question, very very honest question, too, and it's something that a lot of people do kind of struggle with from time to time. A couple of things that I want to bring to your attention, of course, for yourself or anyone that would like to have a personal secret reading with me, of course, email me questionforblue@gmail.com. Here's what I'm going to tell you about these, and they really are so tied together with each other. So you were kind of dead on about that, of seeing them that way. I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to begin to think about this particular word and as it relates to you over the course of your life, and really to where you are right now. And that has to do with self-worth.
Okay.
It has to do with self-worth, not in the classical sense of self-worth, because you have learned the value of you. And that was something that sort of in your earlier years you kind of struggled with, is understanding that value of you, particularly when it came from that expression of getting that value of love from the feminine energy. Does that make sense? Yeah. So when it comes to your relationship and really thinking of your woman as not being conscious in a sense, let's look at it this way. She's conscious. It's just that your consciousness is on two different levels. You understand, as with everyone, you know, how can you not be? It's 2012, but I get what you're saying. Trust me, Ms. Blue, get what you're saying.
And sorry about that, but I kind of misspoke. So I do actually realize that she's conscious, and I can accept that she doesn't know, or that either we don't share the same viewpoints or same perspective.
Right.
I just don't believe it should cause some of the issues that are arising.
Well, the issues are being caused because of this issue of self-worth. And so for you, you feel as though if this is going to be a lasting relationship, then you will have to be the one to say that this is the way it's going to be.
But I'm not getting my way.
You're not. You're not getting your way. And so when you say to yourself that you're not getting your way, you take that as a hit on your self-worth in the relationship. Does that make sense?
It does, and that's why I think maybe I should leave her to get my career off the ground.
But she's not stopping your career. What's stopping your career is that you feel as though if there is a compromise that's going to be made there, that somehow this is blocking you. Know that she's not blocking your career. She's not blocking what you're doing.
Okay.
You cannot put it in that regard. When you guys are having a discussion and something is going a certain way, this is what's not coming from you, because you will retreat and sort of kind of shut down. So that's how she gets her way, is because you just say, okay, well, fine, I'll let you have your way. So you can't keep compromising yourself. You have to be able to speak about this honestly, but not take it so personal. Because you put it all together, and it's kind of like a personal attack. You're attacking me, you're attacking my work, and you're not supporting me, and that's not what this is about. It's about really just understanding the difference of opinions and perspectives, different angles of light where each one of you are coming from. She has her angle, you have your angle. Now, let's switch over to your artwork.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. Because you've kind of clumped that together, so that gives you a good excuse about why certain things don't happen.
Yeah, and I do see, because for me it's a matter of focus. I feel like I'm having a hard time focusing because there are other distractions.
Right, because there are other distractions. So let me ask you, if you guys weren't together, you don't think you would have distractions?
I think there would be less. Or, if nothing else, different.
But still distractions, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, there are distractions everywhere. There are distractions taking the train in New York.
That's right. So I'm not going to let you just blame the sister for being a distraction.
I don't mean to blame her, you know. If there's one thing I do say to her, you know, I admit to my mistakes and what's going on here. I'm not going to shy away from that. You know, but it's just hard to try and move forward with her if I'm sitting there admitting my wrongdoing and she's just saying, yeah, that's what you did. I mean, there's two people in this argument, you know?
Right. And here's what I want you to also understand, that, you know, because of situations that happened when you were younger, you really take that so hard. You'd rather a brother tell you you was wrong than a sister.
I guess.
You really do. Because Okay. Know that if you two were not together, you still would have distractions. Trust that.
Okay.
You still have distractions. You would still have distractions and everything. But here's what you have to be able to do, is to see that in a really honest light. You understand? You admitting what you're doing wrong has absolutely nothing to do with the other person. Now, I will tell you this, that Right now, you feel like you got, like Jamie Foxx, you got options. This is what you, this is what's really going on. You feel like you got too many options. Like, I don't have to put up with this. I got options. So
that's only, that's partially true, because the option isn't necessarily another female, just being on my own.
Well, it's still an option.
True.
It's still an option. So stepping into that light, I would say give yourself 24 hours, 48 hours, sort of kind of separate from each other and really begin to check your energy and your work and see how you feel about that. Because
okay.
you tend to be a runner, too. I feel like I'm jogging when I'm in your energy, and that lets me know you're a runner. So when things get a little tough, you will back out. Being by yourself is easy for you.
It's easy and it's very, very hard.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, stay in that place of honesty, recognize your self-worth, and it's not about pointing the finger and, you know, lay off the judgment a little bit.
I can do that.
Lay off the judgment. As far as your artwork, there's absolutely nothing holding that up. Funnel all of that energy into that. Funnel that energy into that. Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Bruce,
honestly,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. I want to.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I want you to email me because I honestly want to see what happens in the next 24 hours.
I'm going to email you.
All right. Well, peace and
have
love.
Have a great night, Ms. Bruce.
You too. Thanks for listening. Oh, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. This is Stacy.
Yes. Okay. Greetings to you, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Greetings, Stacy, from the ATL.
Well, I first learned about the Remix Radio Show from, believe it or not, one of my coworkers who happens to listen to it consistently at work.
Okay.
So she asked me, had I ever, you know, listened to your show before, and I said no. So, you know, she sent me the link. And so I listened to it, and one of the most memorable shows that I remember was the show on Magical Minstrel Soma.
Mm-hmm.
Which I found to be very interesting and informative and something I'd never heard of before. So,
right.
you know, and it was shocking
mm-hmm.
to me. So
mm-hmm.
that was one of the most memorable shows that I remember.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Wow, thank you for sharing that. Yes, very memorable show. It's the show Brother Panic did when he first moved down to the ATL, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is regarding, I have two blockages. Well, I have several actually, but one of my main blockages is concerning my career and what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like every time I try to, every time I move forward, there's always someone there pushing me back.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up in this in between place of, and I also switch around a lot. Like, really, I don't know what I should be doing. You know, I like to do different things. So one minute I might have a career doing this, and then somehow it leads to this and to that. So I'm not really sure how that's working out for me, you know. And it's
mm-hmm.
kind of put a strain on my relationship because I haven't made a decision, you know, on what I want to do really
mm-hmm.
for myself and for my future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good question. First thing I'm going to say to you is that you need to change the battery in your smoke detector.
Okay.
definitely you need to do that. Whenever I hear it, it's one of my signals for me. It's a past life thing I can pick up. But also, you know, one of the other things that's very close to my heart, and if you've been listening, I know you've heard some of the shows on Feng Shui. that really talk about how, you know, our sacred space that we live in, these spaces are very much alive. This is why sometimes you can see a building, and if no one lives in it, it could be a brand new building. After so much time, if no one is living in that building, it will start to deteriorate. It'll start to rot from the inside out. So our sacred space has a spirit in it, too. And so it speaks to us through many different ways. And that beeping sound that you hear from the smoke detector is letting you know that there is something in your life that's going on that you're not paying attention to. It's a warning that if you do not pay attention to this, that this problem is going to grow and it's going to become bigger and it's going to become bigger. Immediately when I get into your energy, the number one thing that I feel is sort of this energy of wishing and this energy of dreaming. And for you, you're a big-time dreamer.
Yes.
You can dream big.
Yeah.
Trust me, Spirit is really painting this beautiful picture of dreams and wishes. You're very big on dream and wishing, but where you fall short on is taking the action steps.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So what's happening for you now, and I don't want you to think that anything that you've done in your life has been a waste of time, because that's not it. It's not about that. But you've gone through different stages in your life where all of a sudden you have come to this place of realizing that all these things that you thought were important to you, that you really, really cared about, over the last 2-3 years have become less important. And then those things that you give less than a damn about now have become the most important things in your life.
Right, right.
So you've kind of switched them, which is really a good thing, because you get the opportunity to really express a side of yourself that in your younger years, you really didn't feel comfortable expressing. So now you feel more comfortable to express things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is really a beautiful place for you to celebrate. And because dreams and wishing is really sort of a big part of your foundation, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write yourself a letter, write a story, and start it out as once upon a time, and put your name there, and write that story out.
Okay.
Allow that story to now become your mantra. And then I want you to, after you've wrote the story out, I want you to sit down, and I want you to write steps 1 through 5, because 5 is sort of that universal energy that is about change. 5 is one of those letters that no matter which way you look at it, it looks the same. If you flip it around, it looks the same. If you flip it this way, it looks the same. And it's on a rocker, which means it's able to pivot and it's able to move forward. So you got to write 5 things down, 5 steps that you need to take in order to make these things happen. And then begin to move yourself forward.
Okay.
But you got to see it. So the dreaming and the wishing is wonderful. But now it's time to take action and start to move yourself into those directions of what you're doing. Know that everything does not have to happen today. And that's another one of your problems. For you, it's like, I got to do it today.
Yeah.
Everything is not going to happen today.
Right.
So the first place I want you to begin to clear up old debris and to get rid of it is inside your sacred space, because I see piles of clutter throughout your house.
Okay.
And these piles of clutter represents these old dreams that you had. So get rid of these things. So whether it's a person, place, people, or a thing, if it no longer serves you, if that thought is no longer about who you are today, you need to get rid of it.
Okay.
You need to change the battery in your smoke detector, because it's telling you too many of your unfiltered dreams and wishes is clouding and weighing you down to where you are. This is why you can't see things clear. You can't see them clear because it's clouded down. Now, once you've cleared the energy in your sacred space, and I would recommend you go back and download those feng shui shows I did, then what you're going to find is you're going to be able to see everything clear. Like whether you want to stay at this job or whether you want to move on to do something or to take a class. You're in a cycle of learning. This is your learning cycle. So that class that you were thinking about doing, what the hell are you waiting for? Take it.
Okay.
Take it. Go for it. Because you're in the cycle of learning. Yeah. You're in that cycle.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome. Make sure you call back and let us know how it goes. And definitely change that battery because it's letting you know, hey, sister girl, get it together, sister girl. Get it together.
Okay. I definitely will.
All right. Well, peace and love to you and keep listening.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Bye. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 863. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 863?
Hello?
Yes,
greetings. Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Milton, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, greetings, Milton from Florida.
What I want to know is, when you get into my energy, what do you see as far as relationships?
When I get into your energy, what do I see as far as relationships? A lot of things, Milton. I see a lot of emotions, Milton. A lot of emotions going on there.
Yes.
I see a lot of emotions. One of the things that I can tell you right now when it comes to relationships, I see that there's sort of this turbulence that's going on at this particular time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you the key thing that's not happening. And because I'm talking to you, Milton, I got to tell you your key thing. Even though I can get into your partner's mind as well, too. But first, I want to tell you the key thing for you is you're not listening.
Okay.
That's the key thing. And so there is a big difference. Let me ask you. Tell me what you feel listening is.
Just actively paying attention to what they say verbally, as well as some of the unspoken communications.
And so for you, Milton, here's what I'm picking up, is that you're listening so you can respond.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why there's the miscommunication. See, because if you're only listening to respond, then you're not really listening.
Okay.
You understand? You're not listening for understanding. You're listening so you can respond to it. And, boy, you have responses. You're doing real good at responding. So it is for you to listen. You know, hearing, true hearing, does not go to the mind. It actually comes in through the heart. That's where true hearing. Hearing is really one of those things that comes to the heart. But what happens is a lot of times is if we listen to respond mentally. So what happens is it bypasses the heart and it goes straight to the mind. This is where confusion and we start to interpret and we start to decipher signs and symbols and we start to go all different places and then that's when the other person can say, but that's not what I said. And you say, well, yes, that is what you just said. And here's my response to what you just said, because you're listening with your mind and not your heart. So you're going to have to start listening with your heart.
Okay.
Listen with your heart. It's not about who's wrong. It's not about who's right. It's about listening with your heart. One of the things that you can begin to do is you can sit down and you can say, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to write five things down that I love about you, and I want you to write five things down that you love about me, and then I want you to each try to guess what they are. Nobody goes to bed until you at least get three of them right.
Okay.
For some couples, it's a long damn night.
Five things each. Okay.
Five things each that you love about each other.
Okay.
All right. And then I want you to come back and let us know how that goes for you. And work on that. Work on that listening from the heart. You'll see an instant shift that will come. Don't listen to respond. Don't listen to respond. You know, this saying, and I can't even remember where I read it at, but I read it some time ago. And the saying is, first seek to understand before you seek to be understood.
Okay.
Yeah. Take that with you, for both of you.
Okay.
Both of you. All right? And then come back and let us know. So peace and love to you. Five things. Nobody go to bed till you get at least three right each.
Okay, all right.
Peace and love. All right. Wow, Remix family, I just posted one of the questions over on the Remix Radio, and that is, what is the one thing you need to work on right now? It can be anything, any part of your life, any area of your life. I want you to go over to the Remix Radio page, and I want you to post, what is the one thing you need to work on right now? If there was one thing that you needed to work on, what is it? Is it listening, like the brothers that just called in? Is that what you need to work on? What is it? What is the one thing you need to work on at this particular time now? So I look forward to reading your answers here on the show tonight. You can go right on over to Facebook, the Remix Radio page. If you're in the chat room, you can click the link. It'll take you right there. Click like. And then you can just go on in. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 678, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Brother Lawrence from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you, Brother Lawrence from the ATL.
How are you? I called. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yes, I just called really just to have to, as one of the listeners that have been listening to the Remix for over 3 years now, it just brought back so many memories over these last 3 years. I remember when I first started listening to your show, I was really caught up with this Alex Jones thing. And, you know, I was really into it. I was fire hot every time I would listen to the show, and it just get worse and worse and worse. And then I started listening to Dr. Ray Hagen's, and, you know, between that, you know, that same message of, you know, no Jesus, I was like, okay, I need to advance. And just some way divinely, I was just moved to your show, and from there things began to really open up. Some of my favorite shows I remember, Dr., of course, Eileen Bay,
yes.
Those he did was so incredible, and I was fortunate enough to take his class, and, you know, the
yes.
information that he imparted on me, I'm still utilizing to this day, and I think I will for, you know, the rest of this life here on Earth. Other shows, of course, Bobby Hemmett, Brother Bobby, I mean, all of those shows are just truly just filled with jewels. A must-have is everyone, I would really recommend very strongly that you download Brother Panett's book list. All of the lists he's done, I mean, if you're serious about your work, you need your library, and I mean that right there gives you pretty much a strong foundation. Two other shows that really just blew me away was, of course, Mar Christian, the tribal queen. The introduction into Tantra was just incredible, and also Goddess Germaine, the work she did as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So many. So many.
And one
yeah.
of my favorites from you was one very recent you just did, the Akashic Record introduction you did. I thought that was one of your finest shows.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good to know.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed. Now, my question is very personal to me. I've been on this quest for some time now. I've really just embraced my art again. And I'm just saying, for 2013, do you see the final breakthrough? And, you know, that final position where I am able to maneuver the way I'd like.
Do I see that as a final breakthrough for you?
Well, just that initial breakthrough that moves me forward towards really doing what I'd like to do with the writing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see. Well, when you say 2013, you know, 2013 is, you know, that's a long year. That's a long year for some of us. But let's take a look. One of the things that I want you to be able to take with you, Lawrence, and I'll tell you this, is I'm going to give you a word, and then we're going to build off of this word because I think you'll understand it. And the number one thing that when I get into your energy that spirit is telling me is complicated. Complicated. And that particular word comes up because you make things complicated. This is what spirit is saying. Your number one issue is that you make things more complicated than they have to be. Does that make sense when I say you make them complicated?
Yes, it does.
And so understanding about this thing about being complicated, just really if you could just sit with this energy just for a few moments and begin to understand that contemplating things and complicating, they both kind of go hand in hand. In fact, in the dictionary, they're kind of close to each other. So for you, the number one thing has to be is to really clear the slate and not have things so premeditated, because then they start to become complicated. Really learning how to come from that center of your heart. There were some big changes that happened to you over the course of your life. I'm going to say where spirit is taking me back to is somewhere when you were about 11 or 12 years old. There was a situation that happened and where your life was very complicated at that particular time. A lot of this energy has moved itself into your adult life. And so what has happened is you carry yourself very, very structured. But yet on the inside, things are very complicated for you when you can't figure them out. So you start to contemplate, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Instead of really just sitting in that place of stillness and really having a clear mind. This is when the energy of sacred union comes up for you, because that's something that's also close to your heart, a sacred union, having sort of that family structured and someone in your life that loves you and that you're able to express that love and give it back in a very, very honest way. But the first person that you have to build the sacred union with is you. And so when it comes to your left hemisphere and your right hemisphere, those two aren't in a relationship. It's kind of that status you can put up on Facebook called complicated. So you have to have a meeting of the minds and making sure that you're leading with your heart. This is what spirit is saying. And so this is how you move yourself forward and get that honest breakthrough that you want. And here's an FYI. You don't have to wait until the calendar year of 2013. You can have that tonight.
Oh, well, that's so powerful what you said, and it's just dead on, really. How would I go about really trying to put that in place tonight? I mean, you know, just to get started with something like that.
Because, right. Yeah. How you get started with it is first to just acknowledge that you want to be not in a complicated relationship with yourself, but a very loving relationship with yourself. Those 12 Sirius star systems that I gave you to write down, I don't know if you heard that at the beginning of the show, it's an honest place to start, to begin to look at those things for yourself. And then make it a point to run things not just by your mind, but check them through your heart first. And that's how you're going to be able to start to build that sacred union with yourself, because it comes with pure love. A five-minute exercise that you can begin to do is when you get up in the morning is to look yourself in the eye and have a conversation about love with yourself. If that conversation is difficult for you, then do it twice a day. That's how you start. Because when you can begin to look Lawrence in the eye and have a very honest and a pure conversation, then nothing can be complicated.
Thank you so much, Ms. Will. I will do that tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And come back and let us know, because you don't have to wait till 2013 to move forward. You can do that right now.
It's just I have a couple of deals pending that should close around that time. So if I do that right now.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How can you have anything pending other than your own divine truth? Nothing is more powerful and pressing than that. Everything else can wait. You don't want to go into a deal double-minded. That's the worst thing. Have you ever dealt with a businessman that was double-minded?
Yes. Yes.
The worst thing in the world.
Yes, indeed.
The worst thing in the world.
When it comes to the business, though, I'm pretty focused. Well, I am very focused on what I'm looking to achieve. I don't feel conflicted there at all.
You don't feel conflicted, but you're also not connected. Because whatever the business Lawrence will do, it should be the personal Lawrence should do. And I guarantee you, what the business Lawrence would do and the personal Lawrence would do is two completely different things. You want to get movement?
Yes.
You want to get movement in the right direction. You want to stop having things fall through. You want to stop having unbroken promises. Then you have to get real with you. You have to build that relationship between yourself and your higher self. That needs to be solid. That has to be solid. Otherwise, everything else that you do, just some shady stuff. It's not real. I can promise you that.
Well, thank you so much for your insight. I really do. And I will do what needs to be done to connect, you know.
Yes. Well, definitely come back and let us know how it goes as well, too, Lawrence. We'd love to hear that.
I will. Thank you again, Ms. Will.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
You as well.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Can I call the Amanda calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Amanda.
Amanda calling from, were you calling from, Amanda?
From Brooklyn, New York.
From Brooklyn, my hometown. Greetings, Amanda. Yes, yes.
Greetings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to tell you about my favorite shows.
Okay.
Well, the remix, my favorite shows are the ones with you and Esther, and where we have to basically get together and get on teams and help each other out.
The Mojo Magic?
Yes, the Mojo Magic.
Yes, yes.
And one of the reasons why it's my favorite show is because I really enjoy you and Esther's energy, and you always make me laugh. So
aww.
It's very entertaining. I just love it.
Well, good. That's good. You know, we're going to do another Mojo Magic show, too. And I always love having Esther to come on, especially when we're doing our toning linguistics and, you know, just having so much fun and you guys getting into the tribes and the team. So it's always very beautiful. So, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know what the spirit is saying for me. For like the past weeks, I always fall asleep when I listen to the remix. So
mm-hmm.
I really have not like had a chance to get a reading from you.
Okay.
But recently I noticed that when I wake up that my left side, it hurts. So
mm-hmm.
I really want to know like what is my energy saying to me and how can I possibly get rid of what I'm feeling. And my
mm-hmm.
other question is also my energy as far as, like, my relationship. I know at times that I don't listen when I'm in disagreement with the person that I'm in a relationship with, and I just want to get over that hurdle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two things. What do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the relationship?
Yes, we could talk about the relationship first.
Okay. Let's talk about the relationship first. One of the things I want to tell you, and tell me your name one more time, please.
Amanda.
Amanda. Amanda, one of the things, and you're speaking about this relationship that you're in right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this relationship that you're in right now, immediately when I get into your energy, I feel a strong sense of denial. That you're in a strong sense of denial when it comes to this relationship that you're in. That it's a lot of denial going on here between what's really going on and where things really are. Talk to me about that.
Could you elaborate more on...
What do you think you could possibly be in denial about?
What can I possibly be in denial about? Maybe not being with the person all the time.
You said maybe not being with the person all the time?
Yeah.
And so tell me why you feel that you could be in denial about that.
Because I feel that when I'm in a relationship, I want to basically give my all and be there to help the other person out. But in the situation that I'm in right now, I'm in Brooklyn and the person is somewhere else. So I think that's where I'm in denial when it comes to that.
Okay. You're in denial as far as what?
As far as not being there all the time with the other person.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's plenty of people who are in long-distance relationships and they don't feel a sense of denial. So why do you think denial would come up for you?
I really don't know.
You think you could be in denial about really where this relationship is?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say take a look at that denial. Take a look at that and not hold yourself in that place of being in denial about what's really going on and what's there. It doesn't mean it can't get better. It doesn't mean that you can't fix it. But right now there's a strong sense of denial about what is really going on. Because I really get the sense that you're calling this more of a relationship and the other person is not.
All right.
Tell me what you mean when you say all right.
Just basically listen to everything that you're saying and just confirm it with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I say it right.
Take a look at that and make sure that you guys, that you're not in a sense of denial about what it is that's going on. It doesn't mean it can't work, but there's a sense of denial that you're in with it, of where you are with it.
All right.
And your energy, immediately when I get in your energy, what comes up has a lot to do with the sacral chakra, which is pretty active, you know. This is about you in this particular area, holding back your emotions, even when it comes to your relationship, holding back your emotions and not allowing your emotions to flow freely. Let them flow freely. You know, the sacral chakra is also where the creativity is. This is where, you know, a lot of this creative energy gets boosted up from. And also where sexual healing is needed in a lot of cases.
All right. So when you say that I'm holding back on my emotions, does
mm-hmm.
that mean I'm not letting people know how I'm feeling?
Yes.
Or
mm-hmm. Yeah. That too, letting people know how you feel and just expressing yourself, because you tend to do it when you're overly happy, and even sometimes when you're not. I see you holding back, like you're real excited, but you're like, ooh, can't show people I'm real excited. Just got to kind of play cool and calm, and ooh, I can't act like I really like him. I got to act like I'm cool and calm, you know. Allow that to flow from you, because that for you is how you stay balanced.
Yeah.
And when you don't do that, you throw your balance element out of place. So you want to begin to do that, because this is how you stay balanced.
Yeah.
This is how you stay balanced.
Mm-hmm. With my relationship, I feel sometimes I would basically get into my emotional side, and it's always, not always, but sometimes it shut down, like I've had enough or I need to not do that anymore. Sometimes I feel it too, because I can be very childlike
mm-hmm.
when it comes to my emotions. I know how to go into like a child mode and not be in child mode. And sometimes I myself say, all right, I have to stop that. I have to hold back.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't do that.
Well, you know, certainly you don't want to be, you're not really childlike. I don't think that's the word I would use. I think you play the role of being passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. More passive aggressive. More passive aggressive. And that's because so many of the other emotions you're not expressing. So mm-hmm. when you do express them, then you have this whole ball of emotions that just come out of nowhere. And so everybody's like, well, what the hell is wrong with her? What's wrong with you? You see, but because you've been holding everything else in. You know, don't do that. You know, really kind of let that out. And you, when you're saying your left side, you know, our body responds differently. So we know that our right brain is really controlling our left side. And the left side, I want you to look at it this way. Whenever you're having these things happen and you can feel the impact on the left, that is about your past. And so much of this relationship is about the past.
The past meaning?
Past relationships, past experience, things of the past. Okay. So you need to become present. And the only way you're going to become present is if you can begin to express your emotions. Express those, you know, just those honest ones, you know. If you're feeling good, express that. Express those things. Don't hold them back. Don't do that. You know? Put on some salt and pepper. Express yourself. You know, express yourself. Yes, dance around a little and do that. And that's going to help you to come out of denial because you tend to shut things down when you don't want to deal with them. And then when it begins to be too much, then all of these emotions come pouring out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything will be fine. Just express yourself. Bring yourself into the present. This is how you keep yourself out of denial.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. And let us know how it goes as well, too. So peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, beautiful. All right, you guys. I want you to get over to the Remix Family page. You guys are PMing me here on the show, but I want you to get over to the Remix Radio page. I see you guys peeking in on the page over there. I see you. But I want you to get over there, and I want you to write, what are some of the things you need to work on right now? Okay. Yes, Anthony wrote flying. He needs to work on flying. I could certainly agree with that, Anthony. You need to work on your flying. And let's see. Willie said his finances. So those are some of the things. You guys post your questions there so we can read them, and we'll go over those, okay? We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Punk calling in from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Punk. The 913 from the chat room.
Okay, you said this is Punk?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Punk.
Yes.
Okay, Punk calling in. Okay, greetings to you, Punk. You want to share with us?
My most memorable Remix show was Rise of the Monkey King, where Power of the Panic was talking about Hanneman and all the music he played on that show.
Yes. Mhm. Beautiful.
Okay. I'm calling in about a mini reading. I have one question and another question about things relating primarily to myself. But my first question is, I had a falling out, like a real bad falling out with somebody I've considered my sister for many, many years. It just got from bad to worse. Because of all the pressure mainly I had to deal with this year. I was graduating. I had so much on my plate. Like, I started college the day before I graduated. And just general bad things going on. it's been a ride, really. It's been really, really up and down. And I really want to know, is there anything I can do to fix it, or what can I do for myself, first and foremost, to get me in a position where I may be able to fix things or something along that line?
where you can, is there anything that you can do to fix the relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Is there anything that you can do to fix the relationship? Yes, there are some things that you can definitely... I'm sorry, somebody typed something in the chat. I'm sorry. there are some things that you can do to fix the relationship. The number one thing is really just to bring that honesty to the person and really just let them know exactly how you were feeling at the time, how you expressed those thoughts, and what that really honestly felt like for you at that particular time. And one of the biggest things, it's so difficult for people to do, is to apologize and say that you're truly, truly, you know, you truly are sorry for what happened, mm-hmm. and that wasn't your intention. You know, I think too many times relationships get damaged, they get destroyed because, you know, we just don't want to come to grips with that we said something, we did something that we shouldn't have done, period.
Right.
You don't want to let too much energy separate between you two as this goes on. And without you just saying that you're sorry, you know, you did something you shouldn't have did, you know, hey, maybe I went too far, maybe I shouldn't have said that, and I just want to apologize to you. And anyway, it's not about the other person, it's about you. And if it's truly somebody that you care about and it's a friendship that you value, why not do it?
Right.
Do you understand? Otherwise, you walk away with a sense of fakeness, and we already got way too many fake people in the world.
Right.
You know, that's the reason you call people friends or you call them close to you, because you give them consideration, and hopefully they can give you consideration too. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So that really is it. Take a risk. And to be vulnerable, which is a big thing for you because you don't like to be called out, you don't like to be wrong, and you don't like to say sorry.
That's true.
But if this is someone you truly care about and you care about the relationship, then be the bigger person and do it. I've seen friendships of so many years go down the drain. Because this thing that we all like to throw around and we all like to call, and everybody has so many definitions for ego, but they ask, can't say sorry when they fucked up.
Right.
You understand? So be the bigger person and really, you know, lead with your heart and just say, you know, hey, I messed up. I'm sorry. And then be able to take it, you understand, because there's going to be some moments where that person is going to want to let you know. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, but you can't say shit to me.
Right.
That doesn't work either.
All right.
I'm going to say I'm sorry, but you don't get to say nothing. No, you know, own up to it. Own up to it. We want to be gods and goddesses. Own up to all your bullshit, not just half of it. Not the shit behind the dark, you know, really own up to it in the light.
All right.
And leave with your heart, you know, they'll be able to feel your heart. So, yeah, I think that's really good. Come back and let us know how that goes for you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. I almost said peace and love, punk. That's your name, you know. All right. Well, peace and love. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Nakisha from Detroit.
Okay, Nakisha from Detroit.
Well, you just say Keisha. Okay, I'll tell you about the very first show I listened to. If I'm not mistaken, it was, I think, Queen Afua, and I was drawn in after that because as I listened to the show, it felt like it was just meant for me personally, and I was sitting there trying not to cry because she was breaking down while all these issues was going on and people not being nurtured and just different stuff, so that was one of the ones that I first listened to, and it had me hooked. So.
Oh, beautiful. I love Queen Afua. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Okay, the question I have is about my spiritual path. Because I've been trying to figure out what it is that I want to do or should be doing. And there's a friendship that I have that I know has affected me. And sometimes I wonder, like, should I still be trying to be friends or what? But could you just speak on that, what you sense?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of issues with friends are coming up. At this particular time, I'll tell you immediately when I get in your energy and I start to think about this issue of friendship, I feel very trapped. I feel very, very trapped. One thing, and I got this advice from a brother, and he's been a guest on the show, Brother Ogun. And one of the things he would always say, and he would talk about this in his form, was never allow this work, this spiritual work. Don't ever lose friends over it. Never let it get that serious.
Okay.
That you're in a position where you're questioning something that you know is right, based upon your friendship, that you can lose a friend over it. It's not worth it. Because why should you be in opposition of anything? You get what I'm saying? Why do you feel trapped whenever you're conversing or talking with your friend? And when I get in your energy, I feel very trapped. That energy of being trapped is because you're not truly listening to your higher self when it comes to what you want to do. So therefore, it becomes a struggle when you try to have a conversation with someone who doesn't think like you or really is not moving in the same direction that you're trying to grow and move spiritually. So remember, being spiritual is not anything that you have to try, that you have to do or work at. You are, and we all are, spiritual beings having this very human experience. When we transcend our physical body, the essence, our spirit, continues on. So you don't have to try to be spiritual. And I feel like you're trying way too hard to be spiritual. And this is where the trapped energy is coming from. So for you, I would say that you definitely need to be meditating. Because this is the time that you can set aside for yourself to really connect with that higher voice within inside of you. And connect with that voice on a very, very honest and authentic level. So you can hear that voice within yourself very clearly. And then you don't need to struggle with anybody. I don't have arguments with Christians, with Muslims, with people who are, whatever their belief is, we don't have arguments. What is there to argue about?
Well, I'm trying to make sure I understand what you said, because I do understand what you said. But as far as the relationship that speaking on, I didn't necessarily put it with the spiritual thing, but maybe they are connected. I mean, I just, you know, want to know what I should be doing, you know, period, as far as my purpose or what I like doing, because I like doing so many things that I don't know what it is that I want to do. But at the same time, I was also, you know, just concerned with the friendship I have, because it has been like a strain. And I remember before you told me to get the person, I guess, out the house. Or basically, that's what I was trying to do, basically. And you gave me advice on getting them out because I was struggling with that. So I finally got them out the house. But it's kind of like it's still something there, because it's like what I want is something different from what he wants. And It seems like it just interferes. And I feel myself sometimes holding back.
You said I told you to get somebody out your house.
No, I was trying to get somebody out the house, and you just gave me advice on it. I probably said it wrong when I was speaking. But, no, you just gave me advice on it because it was a strain on me.
But now that they're out the house, you want them back?
No. No, I don't want them back, but we've still been friends, but sometimes it can still be overwhelming. It's like he wants a relationship, and I don't. I still want to have space and do things, and he wants to be around me, like, all the time still. And so I've been having to speak up and say, like, well, you know, I need some space, but I always struggle with, you know, saying what I feel.
Yeah, that's good. That would be the trapped energy.
Yeah.
That would be the trapped energy, you know, and a big part of you not wanting that person around is because you think you're waiting for something else to happen too. So you truly don't want them to go completely away.
Right.
But you want them to go far enough away. And what I'll tell you what that is, that's kind of a dangerous game too, you know what I mean? Because you would never want anyone to put you in that situation. You know, nobody wants to be second best. You know, so, you know, I would still say to you exactly what I've told you, and that is, this is why your energy still feels trapped. You know, we don't have to have people physically around us to be trapped. We can be trapped in many different ways. And so be very honest about and very pure about your intentions with this friendship and this relationship. Because if you're still feeling trapped, then you have to ask yourself why, because the only person that's trapping you now is yourself. So question those things about why do you feel trapped, you know? If you want to get into, you know, we have about 44 minutes, and I do want to try to get to everyone on the line, but, you know, you can always contact me, and we can, you know, sort of kind of come up with a plan to really kind of get you on what it is that you want to do. You can definitely go back here and listen to the shows. You can also, next time I have the Kim Business class, it'd be great to take. And also the Know Your Magic audio workbook. I don't know if you have that or not. That really is a way to take you step by step and really walk you through knowing your magic, you know, as I call it, and living life with a purpose. So those are some tools that you can begin to work with that will help you define that so you can know exactly what it looks like, feels like, and what it is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. Wow, just beautiful energy tonight, you guys. We're chatting and chilling live here in the remix. I see you guys on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Blue? This is David from Baltimore.
Okay, greetings, David, from Baltimore.
I just wanted to share with the shows that I like, that I really enjoy. First, the Forgotten Foods. I still use that today.
Oh, yeah.
It's been about a year now.
Oh, beautiful.
And also always, you know, Brother Panic, but the book list was very, very powerful.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
And I was hoping that I could get you to, you know, look into my energy, see what's going on, and see what you see, rather.
Okay.
And maybe what direction I need to be going.
Okay, let's take a look, David. Let's take a look. and see what direction you can move in. A lot of this energy coming online right now at this time, but for you, there are some different areas in your life that I know you're trying to avoid it, but you're going to need to take some risk.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're trying to avoid it, but you're definitely going to need to take a risk. You know, make sure that you're grounded when you do it, but you're going to have to take some risk. If you're really in a position where there's some things that you don't have a prereq for, so you don't know how it's going to turn out. But, you know, once you sort of kind of lay things out and taken a look at them, you're going to need to take a leap of faith and take a risk.
Okay.
I mean, I've never really thought myself as being afraid to take risks as far as moving. I've done that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
Well, I don't think you've ever been afraid of doing it. But
right.
There's a difference between saying I'm taking a risk and I'm sort of backed in a corner and I have to do something.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So there's a, you know, you can understand the difference.
Right.
It's
right.
Not about waiting to get backed in. It's about you saying, okay, this is the direction I'm going. I'm about to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. One more thing. What about as far as spiritual with me?
Mm-hmm. What about it?
You know, because I try to stay into the knowledge. I try to read a lot, but I'm in and out. I like to meditate, but sometimes I'm in and out with, like, work and school. I get tired sometimes. I just,
mm-hmm.
It's just not on a consistent basis.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it is it really doesn't have to be a consistent basis. One thing I'll tell you that works for me, make it your life. Which means that there are absolutely some days where I get to get a very good meditation in, and there's other
mm-hmm.
days I don't. But I don't
yep.
feel guilty because I'm living the life. You get it? It's not
yep.
it's not some sort of it's not like going to church on Sunday, and if I don't go, then I feel like I need to go to Bible study on Wednesday to make up for not going to church. Not like that. You're living
right,
it. Right. So any time that you can bring that awareness and that acknowledgement and you do it, so whether it's recognizing the signs and symbols or coincidences when you're at school, if it's no more than hearing that voice inside that says that you need to stop and maybe write an extra note here because this is something you're going to need later, all of these things is about you doing your work and being on your spiritual path.
Right. Okay.
Don't separate it. You know, our ancestors didn't separate it. So when you
right.
sit down and you get ready to break bread or eat your food and you really just take that moment to really honor everything and where you are at that present moment, then you're doing your work.
Okay. Everything is connected to it.
That's right. Yeah, it's only when we separate them that the differences come up. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time is when we separate them. So keep them together, and you're always doing your work. How could you not be?
Right.
How could you not? Because we know it's more than just studying, and it's certainly more than just meditating, even though that's important. You know, I put a post up on the Remix, all the different pages that I have on Facebook, about some of my best meditation is when I'm combing my hair or my daughter's hair. You know, that's when I get some of the best meditation in at that particular
right.
moment. So there's so many different ways. I mean, we're in a new era that's coming up, and we're able to do these things at so many different times. Now, don't get me wrong. There is something very sacred about getting in that space and just being in that place of stillness with yourself and just really honoring everything about you. That's sacred, too. But it's also when you're taking a shower, maybe when you're brushing your teeth or you're getting dressed in the morning, or maybe when you're riding on the subway or driving in your car, all of these times is an opportunity for us to be very tuned in and spiritually alert.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So you're doing the work. You're doing it.
I feel so. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, definitely so. One more thing. The Magic Audio Workbook. I can get that on MissBlueBlast.com?
Yes, you can go to www.msblueblast.com. Yep. You can go right there, the Know Your Magic Audio Workbook. It's over 4 hours of me, Miss Blue, taking you through knowing your magic. I show you how to create an oracle for yourself, a dream journal for yourself. We go through the chakras. We go through everything. We get naked together. I tell you how to create a cosmic orgasm to release out into the universe, all kinds of things. Beautiful
okay.
stuff. Beautiful stuff, yes.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. I'm going to let you get on to the next call. I don't want to take up too much time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. You guys have some beautiful energy tonight. We're chatting and chilling. And, yes, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, thousands of you have picked it up. You don't have to wait. You download it. It's instantly, it's an MP3 right to your computer, and you can get to knowing your magic right away. I tell you how to recognize your magic, how to dance with your dark side. We do the time to get naked, juicy juices and rotten apples, how to create oracles for yourself, all kinds of things that you want to know. It's been out for over a year now, and all over the world, you guys have loved knowing your magic. And I see you guys are all posting over here. You want to know how to focus right away, finances, how to let go, how to expand on your knowledge, spread your wings, falling in love with me again, all of these things that Miss Blue loves, too. And we're going to talk about that as well. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 863. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hi, this is Sharon, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, greetings, Sharon, from Florida.
I would like to know what type of energy are you getting from me as far as relationships and also a relationship with my daughter.
Okay. Two different energies are coming up for you. As far as relationship, period. The relationship that you're in, I see that you're gathering strength.
Mm-hmm.
That you're gathering strength from. The relationship when it comes to your daughter, I feel this trapped kind of energy.
Mm.
I feel this trapped kind of energy. Let's see. Why immediately, Sharon, when I get in your energy, why do I instantly go to a place where I am looking at myself and I'm putting these marks on my face like I'm a warrior getting suited up for war?
Oh, I don't know. I am, you know, going through a divorce.
Ah, that's the warrior.
You're married.
And okay.
And my daughter, we're not. She decided to stay with her father,
mm-hmm.
and so we're our relationship is not good, and that's the only
okay.
child that we have.
Okay, all right. How old is she? About 10?
No, she's 16. She'll be 17 in March.
Okay, what happened when she was 10?
I'm not sure. I think the marriage had been over, but I was just staying in the house trying to make it work, you know,
okay.
until she become 18.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the marriage really kind of been over, you know, I was like
yeah.
in another room.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. All right. That makes sense then. Yeah, because I kind of feel that energy from her, that this sort of, this strain between you and her started when she was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
When she was about 10 years
about
old.
Right.
That's about right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the strength, gathering up strength makes sense. You're going, getting ready to go through a divorce. And even you putting on these tribal markings as the warrior, because you're definitely going to need to be a warrior in this situation when it comes to this marriage. And not so much because it has to end in a very, very bitter way. Not so much because of that. Because it doesn't have to end, like you said, this is something that kind of both of you guys know has been over for quite some time now. But you are going to have to sort of kind of put your game face on. You are going to have to gather your strength. And when it comes to this energy between you and your daughter and feeling trapped, it has a lot to do with, because what you're talking about doing is just completely getting the hell away.
Well, Ms. Blue, my thing over this, I did walk away from a lot. I mean, a lot. I walked away and told him I didn't want anything. The house, I mean, you can have everything. And I just walked away with nothing. You think that was the right thing to do? I mean, it's because I didn't want any fighting. You know, I didn't want it to be bad
right.
because of my daughter. So I said, I don't want anything. You can have it all.
Well, I can tell you personally for me. And when I went through my divorce, I wasn't concerned about nothing. I didn't want no child support. I didn't want no spousal support. I didn't want none of that. What I wanted was peace of mind.
Right. There you go.
I wanted peace of mind. In fact, I wrote that in my divorce decree. Peace of mind. That's what I want. I want to be able to bring myself to a place of peace at any cost. And that required me to say what I don't want. Because I want to peace.
Right.
Now,
right.
that was good for me. I recognize that may not have been, you know, people thought I had went completely insane when I did that. But that was good for me. I even said, you can have everything. You can have the house. You can have the cars. You can have the money.
Right.
You can have it all. I want
right.
nothing. Nothing.
That's why I walked away with, like, nothing.
And if
all.
Push came to shove, I was even willing to say, you can have your children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be in their life, but
right.
I wanted to really just kind of stress the point that that's how serious I was about my peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? At the time, of course, I kept my children, so that didn't go that way. But
yeah.
what I'm saying to you is that this is not over for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so regardless of what the courts have decided, it's still not going to be over.
Okay.
So
even giving him everything, I mean.
Even when I say to you, because your whole thing is you want to give him everything because you don't want to.
I want a peace of mind.
Yeah, you want a peace of mind, and you don't want to deal with the arguing, and you don't want
right.
to deal with the bickering. And what I'm telling you is that you're going to go through some of that anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also important is that you maintain this relationship with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. The other thing that I will tell you as well, too, is that even though you've walked away and even though you've done this, you don't have peace of mind.
I don't have a peace of mind because I guess my mind is on my daughter. I mean, our relationship.
Okay. So
you know.
Listen to what I'm telling you then. I want you to stay right there, Sharon. So since you don't have peace of mind, you get in the mirror, you put your tribal markings on, because you're going to have to become the warrior. Because there's certain things that I don't care what you say, you're not going to have peace of mind until you can feel comfortable with this situation between you and your daughter. And so for that reason, you need to make a stand. You understand? For that reason, you need to kind of fight. For that reason, you're going to have to get into somewhat of some confrontation.
Oh. That is not what I'm good at.
No, you're not good at that.
Woo.
I don't think anybody is good at that.
I try to avoid that.
Right, but a big part of why this relationship failed is because you did too much avoiding.
Yeah, I
do. You understand? You've done too
yeah.
much avoiding. Now it's time for you, like any warrior, is to begin to build your strength up. You understand? So that you
yeah.
can, when you get ready to go back in, because you already know what you're up against.
Mm-hmm.
So you owe that not only to yourself but to your daughter to let
right.
her know that you always have her best interests at heart.
Right.
And that you're walking away from the relationship and you're not walking away from her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're not walking away from her. And so is it going to be something he's not used to? Of course, because he's used to just telling you whatever and you just do whatever.
True. You're right.
So when I said that why, when I get into your energy, I'm in the mirror putting marks on my face like a warrior, you know why. Because it's time for you to become the warrior. You've never had to fight for anything in your life, but it is time for you to stand up and fight.
Okay.
And you can do it.
Okay.
You can do it. You can do it. You can. You can definitely do it. Some great template energies that you can go back and you can start to work with. I'm going to give you a couple of goddesses that you can begin to work with. One is the goddess Sekhmet, and the other one is the goddess Aset.
Okay.
To study those two goddesses, begin to read their myths and their stories.
Okay.
You can gather your strength from them. You can begin to understand what it feels like to be a warrior, an energetic warrior, because you are going to have to battle for peace of mind.
Okay.
And you can do it. You can. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Okay.
And your
yeah,
and your daughter will love
you
for it. Yeah, you can do it. You're going to do it. And then you're going to call us back, Sharon, and you're going to let us know how you put your warrior outfit on.
Okay.
Danced around in the circle, had a couple of chants, and handled your business and stood up for your daughter.
Okay, can you give me those goddess name again that I need to?
Yes, ma'am. The goddess Sekhmet. Well, I'll give you Aset. It's A-U-S-E-T. That's one of the ways you will see the spelling. And
okay.
then the other goddess is going to be the goddess Sekhmet. S-E-K.
Okay.
M-E-T. M-E-T. Sekhmet.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yep. Take a look at those two goddesses. Begin to work with them. They got your back. They got your back.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Sometimes we got to do it. We got to put that warrior face on, and we got to get in there and do those things that we don't want to do. We have 23 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 651. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Abdul Grundy from St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm originally from San Antonio, but I moved out here for college. I wanted to know what you saw for me. I have a lot going on as far as synchronicity. And it's like a lot of good things are happening at once, but it's like where to turn first. I mean, well, just give me what you think.
Ooh, you just gave me a whole lot right there. What's your name again? Tell me.
Abdul Grundy. I've hit you up before on YouTube.
Okay. Okay, okay. I don't get to get over on YouTube too often.
I'm in Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook. I'm on YouTube. Abdul Grundy on Facebook. I got the brown hat on. And Okay. You know, you've probably seen me in there.
I probably have, and probably
a while back I sent you something about Emmett Till about something like that with a.
Oh, okay. I do remember something about that. Now, tell me what your question is again.
Well, I just want to know what you see and what the vibes you're getting off of. I mean, basically, I'm coming to a lot of, anything you want to know? Well, basically, it's what I want to know. I mean, but anything, you sure?
Well, because tell me what, you just want me to reach in my bag of tricks and pull something out for you. I mean, I can do that, but I feel that there is, I'm sorry, the chat room. Forgive me. The number one thing I'll tell you that's coming up for you, it has a lot to do with Zulu unions.
With what?
Zulu unions?
Zulu union, okay.
Mm-hmm. Zulu union. This energy particularly a lot of times relates to relationships or things that we're doing. It has a lot to do with freedom. It has a lot to do with obsessions, and it has a lot to do with surrendering. So when I get in your energy, I feel a little bit of all of that, like you finally got some freedom in your life. You can do kind of what you want to do, and then there's a little bit of this obsession energy going on. And then there's a big part of you that don't want to surrender.
Surrender to what, man?
Surrender to yourself. Who else could you be surrendering to?
Right. Well, I thought I was doing that because recently I hit this thing with this vortex meditation where the synchronicity is telling me I'm doing the right thing by doing that.
Okay.
And that's the manifestation thing, that panic dropped on your thing and all that. So I'm doing the vortex meditation, and I do have, like, a hesitation or a fear of what to, like, manifest. I think that's, like, me not surrendering. And then there's also, I guess, it's telling me to dig into the Akashic Records, but I don't know how to do that exactly. It's all kind of stuff that...
Right. So you can understand when I say that you got this newfound freedom that you can do whatever you want to do, and there's a little bit of obsession going on, okay, and then that you need to surrender.
Upset.
Need to surrender and recognize that there's no rush. There's no rush. You don't have to be all over the place. This is the Zulu union gone bad, you know, or gone wild, you know. You just kind of like, I'm here, I'm there, I'm grabbing this, and I get to get this. That's the freedom. The obsession is you feel like you got to get it all. You got to get it all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Boy, that sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Blue, you the real deal. Yeah, that's sounds just like me. Cause 1 minute I'm this, and tomorrow I'm that, and then 5 minutes from now, I'm literally five minutes later, I'm thinking I'm this, and it's like, where are we going?
That's right. So you have to surrender to yourself, and really just trust in the fact that everything that you need to know, you will know it when it's time for you to know it.
Okay. Well, if that's
you
the case,
you have to really kind of trust that. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I mean, if that's the case, then I mean, if everything I need will come to me, then.
I didn't say everything that you need will just come to you. I said that you will get to know everything that you need to know when you need to know it.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because I can't just rely on things and just fall on my lap. I have to,
you gotta do your work, but you know, don't become obsessed with it. You know, if you listen to Brother Panic, you know, you also hear him talk about people going insane with this knowledge.
Okay.
That's the obsession with it.
Oh, yeah, because you are it and it is you, so it'll naturally unfold for you.
That's not the point I was making, but you can take that point. You can definitely take that point. What I'm trying to tell you is slow down. Don't become a hoarder. Don't become a hoarder of information just to gather and learn how to do shit just to say you can do it. Because at the end of the day, information alone does not cause transformation. So we got a whole lot of people who know how to do a whole lot of hot shit, so they say, but they can't manifest anything for real in their life. So allow yourself to begin to do the alchemy with what you are learning, that you can see it on every single level in your life, mental, physical, spiritual, everywhere. That also encompasses those things of financial things, that it also encompasses those things of matters of the heart, relationship building, all of these things. Not just somewhere in your mind that when someone asks you to recall it, you can repeat it like a parrot. But you can
right.
really say that you lived the experience. This was something you've actually had a honest relationship within yourself, because when a person is speaking from that position, it changes the game for real.
Okay.
So those
okay.
are my words to you. Don't be Zulu Union gone wild. Don't go wild with this. You know, be able to enjoy it. Be able to live it. Be able to love it. Be able to do the alchemy with it, so you can really, really have the experience to go with it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love. And, yeah, definitely check back in with us and let us know how things are going.
All right.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 434. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 434?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. Greetings. Who's on the line? Yes.
Greetings. My name is Joyce, and I'm calling from Virginia. And I just want you to get into my energy and tell me if you can just give me some direction if you see anything going on for me after the new year.
Well, how about I tell you right now? Because after the new year could be some other things going on. Let's talk about what's going on now, and then you
okay.
can start to set some intentions about how you want things to continue to go on from there. How does that sound?
Okay, that's good.
All right. Joyce, one of the things that I immediately feel when I get into your energy is that I feel that there is some sort of resistance going on in the area of your life when it comes to belonging, like you're sort of struggling to belong.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it has something to do with a sacred space, a house. This could be your job or where you work or your home, your family, but it's like you're trying to belong. Does that make sense when I say
mm-hmm.
that?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm with a family member right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through a transition.
Okay.
I'm going through a separation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everything is starting anew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where I see your energy, because I see a house and I see you sort of in this building trying to belong. One of the things that I'll tell you that is really, really good for you at this time, it's an opportunity for you to really reflect and to get more into those things of feminine energy with yourself. It's the time for you to spend more time with yourself, you know what I mean? Maybe taking yourself, doing some aromatherapy, maybe getting a massage done, you know, really just tapping into those energies, you know. Start to think about things like what things make you happy. You have enough going on right now that you can reflect on about what makes you sad. But this is the time that Spirit is really saying that you should focus on what are some of those things that make Joyce happy? Because you haven't really thought about what it is that really makes you happy. I mean, definitely you know what makes you sad, but what makes you happy? And looking at that, really owning those things of your feminine energy, particularly when it comes to sexual energy, and just really owning that in a very, very honest way for yourself at this time.
Okay. What about finances?
What about it? Tell me what you want to know about finances.
Do you see finances coming my way, or do you see what direction I should go into to bring in more finances?
Well, here's what I see. I do see maybe possibly over the course of the next 8 months that your finances will start to kind of clear up and become a little bit more stable for you at this time. But recognize that financial energy, the only thing that financial energy is just energy. And so until you start to clear up some of this baggage and this blocks that you have within, your finances are not going to begin to flow in for you.
Okay.
So that's the main thing to begin to think about,
okay,
is to start thinking about those things when it comes to where you are at this particular time and just this energy of opening up for yourself. A crystal for you to begin to work with is a citrine, because you need to lift your vibration and bring your energy up. It's also a stone of prosperity, the citrine as well, too. But it also kind of brings a little bit of sunshine into your life. And so focus your energy, which is going to be key for you, Joyce, on things that you want to manifest and not what you don't. If you keep sitting around thinking about what you don't have and what you don't want, then you're only going to create more of it in your life. Start to focus on those things that you want and the direction you want to begin to move yourself into.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. So definitely call back in and let us know, and know you don't have to struggle to belong. You are exactly where you need to be at this moment. So use this time wisely, because in 8 months, you're going to have a lot more things you're responsible for and have to do. So use this time wisely to connect with yourself. So peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 415, you're live in the remix. Let's see what else you guys are posting on the remix radio page.
Hi, Ms. Blue. How you doing? This is Freddie from San Francisco, but I'm in Denver now.
Okay, you're in Denver. Betty, you're in Denver now. Beautiful. What's good, Betty?
Well, it's all good. Had a good time for Thanksgiving. But you know what I want to ask you? I'm planning on moving to Denver. And I need to get your insight onto that for me, if you would. Tell me if it's good or not, or would it be a rough transition? Or not?
Actually, Denver is going to be a good space for you. That's a good space for you. I think it's going to be a really, really good move for you, moving to Denver. The only thing that I see that you're going to miss tremendously is the sunlight.
Okay.
You're going to miss that. Know that you're going to miss the sunlight from Denver. I used to live in Colorado. The altitude is going to take you some time to get used to. I'm looking at the mask, and I'm sort of kind of matching your physical energy with that energy of Denver. So the altitude is going to take you a little bit to get used to. That's going to work, but here's the number one thing for you, Freddie.
Okay.
And I'm a big, big knower in this. If you don't want to bring your same issue that you're having now to Denver, the number one thing you have to do is really be honest about your understanding of it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to get to Denver, and the game is going to be the same. The players is just going to change. So instead of saying this person is holding you back, now it's going to be somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yes, I hear you.
You know. So once you get that understanding, I think it will be, I'm not even going to say I think, a beautiful, energetically place for you to do. It's going to be a little difficult to move around as much as you would like, but you have the support there in Denver with your family to be there.
Yeah.
But it's about bringing that honest understanding and really seeing what role you have played and what is happening in your life. Once you can get that honestly, then you can go live anywhere and be fine.
All right. Because I am leaving someone behind. So
yes, you are.
That was the issue. Yeah, and I don't want that same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm
So get that understanding, and yes, Denver is a very beautiful place to live. Very, very beautiful. And you're close to Garden of the Gods, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's a very, very sacred space to go and visit. But Denver is beautiful, particularly beautiful this time of the year. You know, everybody's talking about the mountains and Pikes Peak is there, all the different, you know, a couple of the world wonders of the world. I think it may be three or four that's in that particular vicinity there. So Denver's a beautiful place to be, you know. The air is to me clearer. Just because of the altitude, and you don't have the beaches and the sand, so to be able to kind of rival with, but you have other things. But you will have the love and support of your family. Energetically, it feels good. Just make sure you take your understanding with you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think that's one of the things that I was really having difficulty with because I knew that, you know, I wasn't focused, that I had chose to be with someone that I really didn't understand. And as the time went on, that I felt uncomfortable, you know, because I had agreed to be in the relationship and it wasn't, and I wasn't being fair to myself because I can't do my healing work in that space that I'm in San Francisco. So I need more to get out and be able to network with the people that are having the conversation with me, you know, like on the things or topics I like to talk about.
Right. Like,
yeah. So I'm so glad you confirmed that for me, Ms. Blue.
Well, I'm so glad I can be that reflection for you. So enjoy your time in Denver. And yeah, it feels really, really good for you, you know, and it is, our energy does react differently to different spaces. And one of the things that I'll be honest with you and tell you, I don't feel you running. And I know that a couple of months ago you would have been running trying to get there. But now you're not running. You're not running anymore. And so that's also going to make a world of difference, a beautiful difference.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love
you so much. I love you, too. Glad you're having fun. Just scoop us up a big scoop of that snow that's out there.
Okay.
Oh, I used to just love to look out the windows and see, you know, it's Colorado's a weird place, but you know, I think you guys heard the stories when I told you I was there and I felt like my uterus was literally going to fall out from the altitude. I was sitting my leg crossed because I just felt like, oh, my uterus is falling. Yeah, it was crazy. But my body eventually adjusted to it. It adjusted to the altitude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That was a girl moment for all the brothers.
Okay.
All right, Betty. Well, peace and love. Keep listening.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Okay, you guys. Listen, we have 2 minutes left to go in the form, you guys. 2 minutes left to go in the form. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You want to get on the phone lines. I'm going to go through the questions. You guys talked about finances. You talked about knowing your magic. These are some of the things. What are some of the things that you need to work on right now? Letting go, expansion of knowledge, you guys said, spreading my wings and just soaring to heights unheard of and speaking my truth, sound like the throat chakra right there, falling in love with me again, my finances, and letting go of my emotions and finances, just all of these wonderful things that you guys have said. So if you have not gotten yourself over to the Remix Radio page, even if you're a member of the Remix family group, you want to get over here because I'm posting questions here and it's going to be other goodies throughout the week. Don't forget to take your Star System Sirius Universal Key Sheet with you and start to work on them tonight. For those of you that will not be joining us in the after hours, well, download. Don't forget to download this show and all of the Remix shows. If you like the show, then you know what to do. Leave a comment. Click like here on Blog Talk Radio / The Remix, or you can go over to Facebook and click like there. If you love the show, then definitely you want to leave a comment. Show that love and express what you thought about the show tonight and all the callers that called in. And as we continue to express our magic, got a really cool show planned for you guys on Sunday night. Cannot wait. Don't forget to pick up your Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And don't forget to pick up the Know Your Magic audio workbook. If you don't have those things, as someone told me earlier, this is the season. So this is the season to show your support to all the brothers and sisters that is out there doing the work as well. We're going to keep going. We're in the after hours. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see where we left off at. Calling in from area code 917. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Tiffany.
Okay, greetings, Tiffany. Where are you calling in from?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, calling in from Brooklyn. It's good to speak to you. And it's
yes.
Just, I just wanted to let you know I love you. I missed you. I haven't been listening to the show for a couple of weeks. Maybe a little longer.
Okay.
And to thank you and to thank the Remix family as well.
Oh, well, we love you too, Tiffany. Oh, by the way, Tiffany, your
yes.
heart chakra looks really good, girl.
That's terrific.
It looks really good. Nice and bright.
Okay, cool. I did get the Herkimer diamond that you told me to get, the quartz.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I got that. I've been doing some meditation and some things. And
mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that. An issue, of course, is my throat chakra. I'm just, I kind of just need to settle down more and just listen to my heart, really, and just kind of journal and figure out what it is I want to say and what it is I know and just kind of get into that so I can
mm-hmm.
express myself clearer.
Okay.
Because I'm doing a lot of talking, but it's, it's just not... I still feel like the me is a little lost, is a little,
mm-hmm.
covered up and some stuff. But I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm learning so much listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that has been mentioned is applying to me. I guess whatever you want to tell me, you can tell me, but you kind of did with the heart chakra.
It looks really, really beautiful. And, the thing about it is you said it's your throat chakra that now you're kind of working on, but you're very clear, and I know you know this as well too, Tiffany. You're very clear about what you feel in your heart. Now it comes to just expressing it. It's like, I'm clear, but I need to know how to do that. And here's one of the things that I want to tell you. And I haven't done a Blue Blast call in a while, but I am going to be doing a Blue Blast call. So hence to all of you who have not been on our amazing Blue Blast calls. But I am going to be doing a Blue Blast call coming up here very soon. I'll let you know the date. And kind of post it on Facebook and put it out there on Twitter and different places so you guys can know. And I'll just say this really quick. Anyone can get on the Blue Blast call. If you've ever had a reading by me, if you are on the waiting list to get a reading by me, then you can join the Blue Blast call. And so typically they last about 30 minutes, but we've had some Blue Blast calls in the past that have lasted 8-10 hours. So we just kind of let the spirit go, and yes, Esther knows, Sandra knows, and quite a few other Griffin, everybody who's been on those calls know how intense they can get, and we just really kind of go in. So it's a lot of fun. But what I want to say to you is this. Start journaling. I think that's really great, but let me tell you the energy, Tiffany, that you can tap into is to start journaling based on the phases of the moon. Start journaling based on the phases of the moon. And so you can look at it like this, you know, as the moon begins to go, like right now, the moon is in what stage? Let's see what Smarty Pants in the remix can tell me what phase the moon is in right now. I'm not going to take a look, but I want you guys to know on your smartphone, you can actually get those apps that you can download that will tell you the different phase of the moon. And so, you know, as the moon, somebody wrote something in the chat room. So as the phases of the moon begin and the moon begins to go towards, you know, it starts to wane, it starts to wax. And as the moon starts to get smaller or the moon starts to get bigger, you can just look at that and really just attune your energy. It's not any kind of science that you need to know. You have everything within inside of you that you know. And I want you to begin to write based upon the energy that you feel with the moon. We know that when it comes to the feminine template, you know, that moon energy really plays a very significant role. And this is for brothers too as well, because we all have feminine energy in us. And that moon really just sort of kind of pulls on that energy in so many different ways. And so just take a few moments, you know, if you can look outside your window or if it's where you are in the part of the world, it's cool enough for you to go outside for just a minute or two and just begin to stare at the moon and really just honestly allow that energy to come in and then just sit down for maybe 2 to 3 minutes and do some journaling. And this is really going to help you begin to get into expressing yourself. How do you feel at this particular time? You know, what is that honest connection for you? And you're going to find that the more that you can communicate that energy from yourself on paper, it's going to become easier for you to communicate and speak your truth on all levels, whether that's an internal conversation you're having with yourself or whether you're speaking to somebody else, whether it's through forms of non-communication, telepathy, or just through body movement, or through any of those other movements. That's what you're going to begin to be able to tap into that energy in such a very, very honest way.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I agree. Thank you. That's a great tip. I like that. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Just work with the energy of the moon. Know that we're also proud of you, Tiffany. You're doing excellent. Continue on your path and doing your work. And, you know, just keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
All right. All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Hold on.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 415. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Dante calling from San Francisco.
Calling from where?
San Francisco. Oh, give me 1 second. All right. Okay, excuse me, Miss Blue. I was calling to try to, I called about 5 months ago, and I was like high out of my mind and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying I'm going to stop all this shit by myself because I was purely ego-driven and thinking that I can reverse my ego with my ego. I guess I figured that out. And I can't even find it so that you gave me the info, like you gave me the name of a person that I was supposed to start emailing about that. And yeah.
And so you want me to do what, Dante?
I was just asking you for the name of the person again, if you remember.
Start my video over.
Wait a minute, because I want to make sure that I am getting the right person here. And I think I am. This is Dante, and where are you calling from?
San Francisco, California. I called, like it was like 5 months ago, and then I got a reading from you like 2 months ago or something like that. I called while in the shower like 3 weeks ago trying to guess.
You called into the show, and that was one of the shows when I told you you were high?
Yeah, it was 5 months ago. Like, you read me. Like, I called asking my metaphysical-ass question, and I've never, I don't know, ain't no way to really, like, explain it, but I've never heard you get at nobody like that. Like, let me ask you a question. Do you want to die? Why are you putting all that shit in your body? So, like, I thought my question was I was on some ego shit. Another thing I kind of want to put out there is that my retarded ass, like, when I was on this ego trip, I was catching the remix show damn near every Friday and Sunday. And now that I'm, like, seriously trying to go towards this shit, it's like, I forget sometimes that it's on Friday and Sunday, and that is evidence of, you know, you fighting yourself back. I just want to say that, because that's bananas to me that it's every Friday and Sunday. Like, how do you forget now that you're trying to, for me, actually do it? So, I don't know. I just didn't want to feel crazy at all, but
yeah.
I guess that's what the fuck I was. I was crazy, and it's like somebody inside you fighting you, like, who wants to hear that idea when you think you already, when you smelling your own ass or whatnot, you know what I mean? Like, you think, oh, I'm perfect. Nah, it is a weird character I created that, lives within me. I'm trying to get rid of that motherfucker. So I was just trying
to... Well, here's the thing I want to say to you, and, yeah, I do remember you calling in, and, you know, one thing I will say to you is, you know, continue to, as you say, try to get rid of that motherfucker. Try to do that. Keep doing it. Don't try. Do it. Because even though you're calling in right now, you're still high. I mean, for real?
Hey, definitely. Well, I'm admitting it, though, is the only difference. Like, that's why I'm asking for help this time. Like, I'm not trying to say, oh, I'm going to do this all by myself. Because I'm fucking not. And no man wants to admit, you can't do it. Like, who wants to hear you can't do it and go, oh, okay,
right.
I can't do it. Now, I'm one of them niggas that's like, man,
so,
fuck that.
Now,
like,
yeah, and I get what you're saying. You're saying you were high before when I called you out. But this time you're high and you want help.
Yeah, I'm intoxicated. It is. Hold on, let me throw this in the remix. Ain't like I'm just trying to put my business out there just to put it out there, but my mom right now is intoxicated. I ain't seen her drunk in like 20 years. Like, she was a bad alcoholic. So it's even crazier that I got through on this addiction shit because this is the first time I ever seen her intoxicated. They're yelling at each other and shit. Like, I don't know how to, like, really deal with that. Like, what are you doing with drugs? Like, really, Mom? Like, how'd you
It's interesting, and hopefully you'll get a chance to go back and download this show. But when you came up, I see circles all around you, like little bubbles, like little circles all around you. And whenever I see circles, when I see these circles floating and these circles like little bubbles around, it speaks to generational patterns, because that's what you're caught in. You're in a generational pattern. So drugs, alcohol is a part of who you are. Here's what I want you to do, is to email me at questionforblue@gmail.com, and I will give you the brother's name out in California, that if you're serious about popping some of these bubbles.
Yeah, I can't. I quit. Like, even me trying to find that show has been a struggle. Like, when I was on my ego, I'm going to show everybody that I was even egotistical about that. I got my card pulled on the radio, and I'm showing people that.
Yeah,
now
I know you're doing what show it was. I don't remember what show it was, but I do remember that I did call you out on it. But here's the thing I'll tell you. Honestly, what you're searching for is love. That's what you're searching for. So the attention doesn't matter how you get it, doesn't matter. That's one of the reasons that you get high, is because so much of your life, your mother was high. So you never got that love. You never got that attention that you needed. And so sometimes the only way that we can reciprocate what we've gotten is to repeat it. This is how generational patterns get formed. So usually people who are children of alcoholics and drug addicts, they end up becoming alcoholics and drug addicts. Now, the interesting thing that you don't know is that a lot of people who called in tonight have called in that is connected with addiction, some form of an addiction. A lot of this energy is here tonight. A lot of this energy has been here for some time. I talked about it a couple of months ago, that when we understand about the poles shifting on the planet, yes, it's going to cause some physical things to come out of alignment on the physical plane, but it's also going to cause some bipolar activity, and it's also going to have people digress. So email me, because there's no need in me talking to you when you're high. I've already busted you out on the show before. That didn't do any good because you're still back here and you're still high. But I do want to put you in contact with somebody who can help you. So
yeah, I quit now, though.
Okay. Yeah,
but you're still
drunk.
That's why I'm calling the remix, because I cannot do it by myself. How about that?
Okay.
Cannot.
There you go. And I definitely thank you so much for calling in. So email me so that I can pass you on and get you some support and help in your area that you need, so that you can finally come clean and break these generational patterns, okay? So until then, be safe. Sit your ass down somewhere. Don't go out trying to drive nothing or go hang out with nobody. Stay right there, be drunk with your mama, and be drunk with your family, and be safe. So peace and love.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. How do you tell somebody be drunk with your mama? Be drunk with your mama. Be safe. Be love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 256. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
256. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hey, greetings, Ms. Blue. Hey, my name is James from Alabama.
Greetings, James from Alabama. What part of Alabama are you calling from?
Huntsville.
Oh, you're from Huntsville. Huntsville, okay.
Huntsville.
I know a little something about Huntsville. I have family in Huntsville, so I'm not saying nothing else, James. All right.
All right. Yeah, well, I just called because I miss calling. So, and it's really good to hear you. I don't know what to say, Ms. Blue, but there's something, well, my wife needs a healing. I really want a healing for her. I really want the best for her, but my efforts are misunderstood. I just sent you an email, and Sister Monyard replied to me, and you pulled Fog Bill number 6 and number 41, the heart chakra. So I'm just looking for some answers, and I'm even asking myself, am I really being sincere? You know, am I really being sincere? You know,
right.
I remember being a prince. I remember being, man, I mean, but these years, and I mean, it makes, and I'm even wondering, should I be in Huntsville? And so that's my question. Looking for something.
Okay. So you said Sister Munya pulled some cards for you. So, yeah, Sister Munya will do the readings for you too. Isn't that sweet? Okay, so tell me what's going on with your wife. What's going on?
All right, well, like you said, everybody's talking about addiction. So she has an addiction, and it is due to some pain that have accumulated through some years. And so I know that part of it is an addiction due to what it's made of to make you addicted, and I know part of it is necessary for her because, you know, when it's not there, I mean, she has real bad trouble, you know, real bad side effects. So, you know, I've checked out Ho'oponopono and Joe Vitale and just remote healing, just trying to think on things like that. But, you know, it just, the email list that I'm on, it just seemed like, you know, they have good information, but something's missing. They always got new products. And so I'm like, I'm not feeling that. I'm just, you know, just looking for information. I'm not trying to be a consumer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you definitely want the, I want your Kim deck and stuff, you know, but.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you a couple of things. Two things that I instantly feel for your wife. And one of the things that you can understand when it comes to healing, the first thing is there some things out there that there is alternative to taking the medication? And because we know that particularly the medication she's taking is highly addictive and have extreme side effects, one.
Right.
So here's the thing. I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a holistic practitioner. And when it comes to understanding this thing of healing, because I give holistic readings to people all over the world, but when it comes to healing, 90% of the healing has to come from the person who needs the healing. And so what is happening here is she has to be open and willing to finding an alternative way to dealing with the pain and the things that is going on with her. If she's not willing to be open to that, you can find anything and it won't work. Does that make sense?
You said if she's not willing to be open to that?
I said if she's not willing to be open to that, then it doesn't matter what I tell you, you find out, or anybody else tells you. Because she's the one that has to really do the work to be into this. Two places that I feel her pain is coming from instantly, I feel the head and also the middle of her back. What's going on with her?
I think the head is a recent injury, but it's mainly her back. She says she's been hit by a car. And three babies, but I think she was hit by a car.
Yeah, after the first baby, or probably before the first baby. And there's other things. She's been through some things too. So, you know, I'm wondering, but you know, if it's any just pain, well, from just emotional pain, you know.
Well, of course, we know that, you know, pain is both physical and emotional pain. Now, when you say to me, she says, that lets me know that there is a part of you that's doubting what is actually real and what's not real.
Well, because, I mean, you know, if I want, I try not to think on her pain. I try to think more on her healing, you know, so, you know.
No, but you saying, because you're saying this is your wife, right?
Yes.
So why would you say she says that she's been hit by a car? She says that this happened.
I haven't thought about it that, but I mean, well, that's what she said, though. I mean, that's what happened.
Right. So do you believe that that's happened to her?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You sure you believe it?
Yeah.
I say no. You don't 100% believe it, or else you wouldn't be saying what she says. You would say, my wife was hit by a car. My wife is in extreme pain. You wouldn't say, she says.
Mm-hmm.
It's something for you to take a look at. When it comes to what her pain is, and really beginning to understand two things, if she's willing to come off of that medicine, then you can begin to look for ways, and then you can have the doctor gradually take her off of it, because she is extremely addicted to it.
Okay.
You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm just, and it's just more than that too. You know, I just been recently telling her, I'm like, you know, you should listen to me, you know, because I don't think that I'm listened to. And so a lot of times I just try to speak by example, or just lay back, you know, just try to.
But here's something I want you to understand, too, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to get this in. When you're dealing with a person who's addictive to something, you're trying to make her choose that over you. You do know that you will not win. That's why it's called an addiction. You're not going to win. If you say, it's either that medicine or me, she's going to choose the medicine. She's addicted to it. When you say, no, you don't need to take that medicine, you're taking too much of it, don't do this, this is hurting your... She's addicted to the medicine, which means that on her own, she cannot stop taking it.
I mean, not on that level, because I really won't even touch on that. Like, I just let her have her way on that part, you know, because I just, you know, I don't mess with nobody's pain or nothing like that, you know. But, you know, it could be, I don't know, maybe, I talk to her and I'll say something and then she gets offended by it. Or I'll talk just like her, you know. I'll respond just the way that she does, or just like any normal person would, and she'll go off the hinges and misinterpret it or something, and you know, put it back all on me.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that a person who is addicted to some altering medicine, that it will impact the way that they communicate, the way that they relate to people? Do you think that that's possible?
Yeah.
So can you see how you can't just say, I don't interfere with someone's pain? Once again, that's your wife you're talking about, not someone.
Yeah.
That's your wife. How do you say, I don't interfere with someone's pain? That's not a stranger on the street. That's your wife. And a big part of your role, your commitment to your wife, is to ensure her safety. Her listening to you is the least of your worries. So you want to be that husband for her, then you have to do all of that. You can't just pick and choose. So you telling me that your wife could be over there popping pills and smoking or doing whatever, and you don't care about that as long as she listens to you? That's what you're telling me? As long as she listens to you, your life will be happy. People listen to people all day and never do a damn thing.
Yeah.
So recognize where you are with this. I know you called in for your wife.
Yeah.
But I want you to begin to take an honest look at what is it that you're really seeking here. And what is at the core of this? What is really at the core of this? Because surely it's not your wife just listening to you.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm running. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, you know, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of things going on. And you need to really look at the relationship because you guys came together on some pretty rocky terms.
Right.
Very rocky terms.
Oh, I was going to ask, what would be the first next move that I should do?
I would say the very first move and that you should really begin to take a look at is to really see where you are in this relationship, where you are in this marriage, and what it truly means to you. What it truly means to you. How long you guys been married? Less than a year?
Yeah, we've been married for a year. We got married April 2011 on Easter. We've been together for going on 6 years.
Yeah, but you've been married for about a year, less than a year. Well, kind of less than a year, yeah. Yeah, you really need to take a look at this and then begin to think about it not as a separation between you and your wife, but really understanding what's best for the relationship and you two in it, starting with her addiction and how you can begin to get that under control because that impacts everything in the relationship. I know you want her to listen to you, but the truth of the matter is she ain't never really listened to you. I mean, and I'm not here to say that's wrong or right, but come on, be real about it. She ain't never listened to you.
Yeah.
And her being medicated is not going to make her listen even more.
Uh-huh.
To really just have an honest conversation from that point of view, particularly when it comes to her and this medicine. And I also see that alcohol is involved, and we know that's never a good mixture. Never a good mixture. That's where you should start. You love your wife. You want your marriage. Look out for her safety because she's not really able to do that at this time. That's a big part of your role, too, as being the husband. Not just to get her to listen to you, but really to help keep her safe when she can't keep herself safe. because that's not good. If she's in that much pain, then the medicine ain't doing her no good anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to need...
Yeah, we had gotten into it real bad yesterday. And, I mean, it was more so just how I feel that she treats, you know. But, it got to the point where she said that she wanted a divorce. And so, you know what I mean? She did bring up a good issue, like, you know, we had both passed that point. But, now that's a good question, now that I'm thinking about it. And then you brought up the separation thing, too. I was trying to stay away from bringing that up. But what do you think?
Well, I just told you what Miss Blue thinks. Spiritually, you need to take a look at the relationship. You need to take a look at some of those foundations that you guys came together on. And then really asking yourself, what are you really willing to commit here? You know, what is it? This isn't about having her listen to you. I say that in a joking way, but Spirit sort of showed me she's never listened to you. So she's not going to listen to you. And that's not even your issue, really. That's not even really your issue, her listening to you. But there is a big disconnect between the two. Like I asked you, who says she said she was in a car accident? She said when she lost these, she said, that's your wife.
Yeah, that's like a sign of not trusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So find out where you stand with this. Too, because this is an opportunity for you to reevaluate where you are with this. Ultimately, the decision you'll make is going to have to be you too. Miss Blue, don't tell anybody to leave anybody.
Right, yeah.
You understand? Unless you're getting your ass kicked. And even though she wants to kick your ass, I think you can handle yourself enough not to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
I think you can handle that. But the main concern is if you love your wife, and I know you do, to get her some help. Because like I said, alcohol and pills don't mix. And it's less important to try to understand how she got there than to try to get her some help. But I'm also worried about you stressing yourself out because soon you're not going to be any good to you or her.
Yeah.
So find out where you stand in this relationship and where you're wanting to be. Know that couples argue all the time. So that's not nothing new. You understand? It doesn't diminish any kind of love you have for each other because there was an argument that you two have. And when people are upset and when they're under different influences, we can say some very mean and hateful things to each other.
Okay.
But take that time and really see honestly where you are. Because when I get in your energy, I get tired. You've been going through this and going through this and going through this. You cannot make someone do what you want them to do. I don't care how bad you love them. I don't care what you do for them. I don't care what you buy for them. I don't care how much you're there for them. You cannot do it. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. I love you.
I love you too. So email me and we'll keep communicating and talking about this and see where you can go from here next. But check yourself, check your heart, see where you stand with this and let that be your guide. All right?
Okay.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and blessings. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, you guys. 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 347.
Hello.
Yes. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi. My name is Christian, and I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, and greetings to Christian from Brooklyn.
Hi, and I just wanted an energy reading. My mom listens to the show constantly, and she's like, you should really see if she could read you and see what she sees.
Oh, your mom, your mother listens to the show. Boy, isn't that a switch? Mama is up on it.
And she told me to tell you that like, I dream a lot. I do dream a lot, and some things I do dream, like they come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, recently, like, I don't know what this is, but I get, like, a heat, a whole, like, it feels like lava in my chest, like, right in the middle of my chest, and it'll rise up after a while and, like, move down my shoulders and into my hands, and my hands get too hot for me to, like, rest on my own body.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering what that is.
Beautiful. That's really good energy. Really good. Well, definitely you carry a lot of energy, and you'll find with a lot of people who do healing work that they will be able to harness energy inside of their hands. You know, sometimes even in their feet, that energy moving up your back and coming through is like the kundalini, what we call the kundalini energy, just sort of kind of moving itself up your spine. Your back plays a significant role because all of your energy centers of what we call the core energy centers, they also have a backside. We tend to look at them from the front, but they also have a backside. And a lot of times when that energy is moving up and it's coming up through your spine and it's coming out through your hands, it really shows that you have connected with some of those higher chakras. Not higher as in better, but higher as in chakras we don't typically work with on a day-to-day basis, like your 11th chakra. And this is where a lot of the healing energy takes place at. Like, this is where a lot of healing things happen. It takes place in the seventh chakra, and that energy comes out through the palms of your hand, and sometimes people will feel it in the bottom of their feet. And sometimes people have even felt it like kind of on their back, like the heat on their back and shoulders in that particular area. So really, really good. Let me ask you a question. Instantly in your energy, was there a situation when you were around seven that you almost died?
Not that I can remember. I don't
remember nothing happening to you when you were around seven. Just hold that thought. Mm-hmm. Ask your mom about it. Maybe she'll remember and something. It seems like there was sort of a close call for you when you were about 7 years old. I'm going to say when you were about seven. Yeah. So tell me, I know your mom told you what to ask, but what is it that you want to know?
I just want to know what you pick up for me, like energy-wise, and yeah, like a general reading.
Well, definitely I would say really curious about that seven-year-old thing because that kind of came up real quick there to see if something happened to you when you were seven. I don't know if you got sick, you've had any surgery or something happened to you around seven. around 7 years old. How old are you now?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that. Is your mom nearby?
Yeah.
Is she listening?
Yeah, she is listening. But nothing happened to me when I was seven, but like about 7 years back, my dad died.
Maybe I did get that wrong, but about 7 years ago, your father passed away. Well, maybe that's it. I don't like to sometimes mix that up, but I am getting that seven, and that's really when a lot of your abilities came online for you, is around the time when your father passed away, when you were about seven. I'll tell you this. Right now for you, and I want you to look at your life just across the board, is there's issues of loyalty coming up for you.
Yeah.
Issues of loyalty. And I know you know what I'm talking about when I say issues of loyalty.
Yeah.
You're going to have to trust your heart on this and really, really stay true to that. And that may become a little challenging for you when it comes to where does your loyalty truly lie in that. But really, no matter what happens in your life, you know that you have the strength to experience everything. Anything that comes your way, you'll have the strength to kind of go through it, you know. So, it's about the situation that you're facing, and it has to do with loyalty. And so, you know, sometimes just having a good time or, you know, those things that we tend to seem that we can lose loyalty for, you're being really challenged with loyalty now. So it's a time for you to really kind of check in with where that loyalty really lies for you.
I feel like this, you know, that's what I'm going through right now between me and one of my friends. But it's like I'm not afraid because, you know, I feel like I can handle it.
Oh, yeah, you'll be able to handle it. As long as you follow your heart and not your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But your mama's pretty smart. Your mama told you to call into the remix. See what happened.
Hello, Miss Blue?
Yes.
Hi, this is your mom speaking. I want to know if I can get a reading from you. I listen to you sometimes. I don't always catch you. But you know what I like about you? I like your spirit. It seems so calm and so quiet. That's why I like to listen to you.
Aw, that's so beautiful. And thank you for having your daughter called in. Amazing energy she has. Beautiful, healing energy. Definitely.
And let me ask you something. She wants to become a vet. But I was telling her to go in the medical field and like become a doctor, a nurse or a doctor. What do you think? But she is hell bent on becoming a vet.
So I think she needs to go with being a vet. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She should do that. Definitely. She has the healing hands, the energy, and even that ability. You know, at first I thought maybe it came online when she was seven.
Maybe I don't know.
Something, you know, I asked her what happened. Was there something that she was close to death or something around seven? And she said her father died about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so possibly I'm almost sure that that's what it is. But that's when everything came online for her. And not only would she be able to work with animals and be able to heal them, because a big part is to touch them, but she'll be able to communicate with them spiritually. Talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Does animals seem to be drawn to her? I have a stray cat in my house. I have a stray cat in my house, and it's on the sofa with her right now.
So that's beautiful. Yes, yes. Yeah. So let's take a look at you and see what's going on here.
Lord.
Let's see. Anything in particular you wanted me to take a look at?
Probably my finances. I'm looking to go back out to work because I have four children. My last is 8 years old now, and I want to go back to work. Mm-hmm. Then I was thinking about going into nursing in the nursing field. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think nursing would be great for you. Mm-hmm. Definitely that would be good energy for you as well, too. Here's the number one thing for you at this particular time
mm-hmm.
is you have to stop expecting yourself to be perfect.
Say that again.
You have to stop expecting yourself to be perfect.
Yeah, judge myself harshly.
Yes, it's time for you, to be very gentle with yourself as you step out into your destiny and really doing the work that you love to do and to really getting into this.
Mm-hmm.
So know that these are time for you to begin to move forward with courage and the willingness to learn. And here's one of the other great things, and just to discover new things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great time to really kind of do that, you know,
mm-hmm.
To start doing that. If you want to go back, you definitely have that energy of a healer. I pulled a Kim card for you, and the Wisdom card came up.
Wow.
So you really have this sensitivity, this wisdom, everything that a healer needs when it comes to that. So, and you're an excellent nurturer, a very
mm-hmm.
loving mother, and that kind spirit. But you have to definitely be gentle with yourself. You know, just don't be so hard on yourself. But, that looks really, really good. I think it's so cool that you told your daughter to listen. It's so cool.
Yes, because, you know, she's so spiritual. She dreams a lot. And recently she had a dream where she said she was caught up in a black hole and she just saw her DNA stretching and stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely has that energy. I think a vet would be amazing for her to do, working with animals and, you know, just talking to them, communicating with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because definitely 7 years ago, I see that. I seen that as sort of almost like something with her, but I couldn't really kind of pinpoint it quickly. So I will say when her father passed over, a lot of that energy, she was able to tap into it. So, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? I need your phone number because I want to call you and talk to you about my other children and know what's
mm-hmm.
in store for them. So
Can
you give me a know how I can get in contact with you?
Yes. Do you have email? Because you can email me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me give you my email, okay? Question, QUESTION. The number 4, not the word 4, but the number 4,
mm-hmm.
blue, like the color, BLUE, blue,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay. I'll get in contact with you as soon
get in contact. Yeah, well,
thanks.
You guys continue to listen. I don't know how many more minutes we got left to go here.
But I'll see you till the end.
All right. Well, peace and love to you guys. Peace and love.
Okay, and I like your spirit, so I'll continue to listen, okay?
All right. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you very much, sister.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Greetings to you, Desmond, calling from Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to know what exercises I could do to enhance my crown chakra and when are my finances going to increase?
Because you what now? What did you do?
Oh, this transition I'm going through is kind of rough, so I need to know something.
Desmond, do you listen to the remix?
Yep.
Okay. Now, you said what kind of exercises can you do to enhance your crown chakra? Tell me what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to do some exercises so I could be, because I'm studying to be a holistic healer, so I'm trying to maybe, you know, see what I could do with being a medical intuitive or, you know, tapping to that guy.
You said you're studying to be what now?
A holistic healer.
Okay, you're studying. Oh, congratulations on studying to be a holistic healer. So tell me, based upon your studies and your work you've done, what have you been doing to work with your crown chakra?
I've been reading on different gems that you can use. And we're reading books on medical intuitive, but I haven't gotten to any exercise besides meditating. Other than that, that's about it.
So it's not working for you?
Oh, it's working. I just want to know if you, had any other, any more powerful ways to tap into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think that when it comes to when you say tapping into the energy of your crown chakra, that's not particularly the energy that I would work with if you're trying to get into intuitive healing. For me, the crown chakra is not where I would work. But there's many ways that you can definitely enhance opening up your third eye. Meditation is actually one of the best ways if you're trying to open up your crown chakra. If you're trying to get into energy for as far as doing medical intuitive, I can tell you for me, I don't particularly use the chakras to go into it to do it, but there's many ways that you can. And I'm sure there's books out there that will tell you how to do it. But really, you want to begin to get into working with your 11th and your 12th chakra if you're trying to do something to really scan from that level. Or you can even do it through reading auras. So meditation, I would say, is really great, but you have to really focus on what you're wanting to accomplish with doing it. And I guess, you know, when you say that you're a holistic, you're working with gemstones and you're meditating with it, it doesn't sound like that's working for you, because that should work.
As far as being a medical intuitive, as far as tapping to, that's what I probably really meant, the 11th and 12th chakra.
Is that what you probably meant, or is that what you meant?
All right, that's what I probably meant.
Mm-hmm. And so have you completed your holistic training yet?
No, I'm still going through it. Only thing, I did the herbology 101, but right now I'm going through a different school.
Yeah, so here's what I would suggest for you, because I don't think we have enough time here. You can always contact me to get a reading for it. We can talk about it one-on-one. But one of the things I would suggest is that stay present where you are, because that work that you're doing there as a holistic practitioner is what's going to lead you into understanding where you're trying to go with it. Not that you can't do them both at the same time, you know what I mean? But you don't want to miss what you're doing trying to jump steps to get to the what we call the fantastic. You understand?
Yeah.
Because what you're learning is where the proof is. For me, it happened organically. I just started doing reading for people, and I could tell they had an abortion, they had a cyst, or they were having problems with their legs or having problems here. So I became a holistic practitioner so I could tell them what to do with this information I found out. So you're in a very, very powerful place where you're understanding about the body, understanding about how energy and how things impact the body and how to heal it. Being able to scan and find out what's wrong that sounds hot, but really what you want to be able to give people is solutions so they can empower themselves. So don't miss that by trying to figure out how you can just do it all at one time, if that makes sense.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, that made a lot of sense right there. Okay. And what about when is my finances going to increase? What do I?
Well, and here's another thing so that you can understand. When you ask the question, when is your finances going to increase? When do you want them to increase? See, because you got to also understand your power, too. That's why I asked you, have you been listening to the remix? Because that's not the goal here. It's just to tell you information. It's about to make you be in a position so that you can empower yourself to have those things you want to manifest in your life begin to manifest. So versus asking me, when is finances going to increase in your life? You need to ask, what can you do to get them to increase in your life? Because when, I'm not your God, so I can't say when. I won't tell you when. When do you want it to happen? Because it can increase today. Remember, finance is just energy, and I did a whole show about abundance. And at any time, we can be in a place where abundance is flowing through us. But we have to decide that that's where we want to be. This is not a magic pony show where we just whip the wand and all of a sudden money comes falling out. Because really your finances is a reflection about different energies that's flowing